You're listening to Fetch Quest Podcast, episode 29. My name's Neil.
I'm Matt.
I'm Lachlan.
Oh, I'm Keith. What's up?
Welcome to the podcast, Keith.
Great to be here, guys. Real excited.
Keith, tell us a bit about yourself.
Tell them about myself. Well, let's see. I play drums. I play video games. I make beats.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, what else needs to be said?
Yeah. What else?
I get is that?
Your favorite video game of all time?
Or
favorite video games?
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
This is the type of shit I blindside people with.
Final Fantasy Tactics, Fallout 3, Heroes of Might and Magic 3. That was just straight off the dome.
Now, you didn't like Fallout New Vegas as much as Fallout 3?
Nah, man. It's the quests weren't there. The story wasn't there. Where's the compassion? I don't care about these people. I don't know them. I want to run around with Fox with a Gatling laser gun and kill bad guys.
Xbox One or PlayStation 4?
PS4.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I brought in an ally today.
Didn't know you needed one.
I always do.
Thankfully, I can stay out of the crossfire on this one. But Matt, on the other hand.
I'm not attacking anyone ever. I don't know.
I almost bought an Xbox One last week, though, just to play Gears.
Well, just to relive I was actually going to ask about that.
Of Gears of War.
Why didn't you?
Because I didn't want to spend $500 to play Gears of War.
There's some specials going on right now regarding some curved TVs that, unfortunately, curved TVs.
Yeah, that was around. Like...
That's over.
It was like 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
2 weeks ago?
Something. 3 weeks ago. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, it was like $400 or $500
for... $500 for like a...
Oh, at Best Buy?
Yeah.
Good deals.
So let's start off as normal. Unfortunately, Jared's not with us.
Did he pass away?
Yes,
he
did. Jared died.
I'm like, whoa.
He might have.
That's weird.
What a quick replacement we found. Yeah. Jared's in college, and he's doing class stuff now.
Jared went to college.
Yeah, he's back in college. He's trying again. He fucked up last time.
Yeah, he graduated too quick.
Apparently, being a conductor at such a turbulent time. Amtrak's not doing so good. Oh, Union Pacific. That's right.
Amtrak.
Whatever. Wasn't that whole crash with the train Amtrak, or was that Union Pacific?
Which one?
Like, I don't know.
A couple months ago.
Too soon, Neil. It's too soon to talk about it.
Right.
You know what's coming out. 9/11, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's 2 days after my birthday. I always remember. Never forget.
Anyways, what are you guys up to today? Who wants to start us off?
I'll start off. I jumped on a sweet deal for Crusader Kings 2 this week. It was $6.59.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, I can't pass that up. Because yeah. I was looking into getting it anyway. But for some reason, the base game's still $40.
Yeah, after like 4 years.
And I wasn't like into it, or I didn't know enough about it to... like just get it for $40 and then be like, I love it. I need all the DLCs. There's another $150.
So tell us a bit about what is Crusader Kings 2?
Dear God. It's a game where the base game takes place in Europe and some part of the Middle East, and you follow a family line throughout history, making decisions and just, I guess my goal is just so right now just to stay alive. But there are better goals to have. So my first person I played off, I was a count of one province in Ireland, because Lachlan called it Tutorial Island.
Yeah, nothing much happens there, so it's super easy to play.
And then I took over a small duchy, which was great. And then the second I took the duchy over, France declared war on me, and then it was game over because they murdered all my family.
So it's the same.
It was pretty.
Your
like,
family's dead.
I was so happy that I got this. Like it's like a step up because there's like multiple layers of gameplay. It's like the counts do one thing, the dukes do something, the kings do this, the emperors do this. And I just move up from a count to a duke, and it's like, nope, you're not ready. Go back.
Should have seen this coming.
It was bad.
So it's made by the same developer as Europa Universalis 4.
Yeah.
And is it essentially the same type of gameplay? What makes this different?
No, it's more convoluted. Neil, you would love it.
there's relationships as far as I can tell.
And
oh yeah, it's part dating sims, so it's I'm almost, sure you would love it.
At least 75% of it is who you marry your daughters to.
Really?
Yeah, that's how you get alliances. Like, it's not just like right click offer alliance.
Would you just go into like a menu and see suddenly like, oh, I have 6 daughters available. Marry one daughter off. I now have 5 of 6.
Well, you've been like keeping track of your children. That's one of the things you have to do, is you have to like keep track of your children.
Like, because they're going off and doing
Because like
you have to like educate them properly.
When they turn 5, you educate them, and then when they turn 16, you can marry them off. So, and you get pop ups whenever that happens.
Yeah.
And this is still done in like that real time sense.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, this game seems really complicated.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
Handling a country is one thing, but handling daughters and sons is a completely different
Imagine one. Handling a country and daughters and sons. Yeah, if you were like the King of England, Neil.
Oh, it's even more complicated. Like, handling the country, you got to handle your vassals, got to handle everything. Oh, fuck.
So there's still a war element to this as well?
Yeah, and I like it better than what EU4 does, because it's more like you have flanks and you have to position your army properly.
Oh, it gets a little more in-depth.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But still, you have more people, you're probably going to win.
Is it still 649?
No, I don't think so. It was like a lightning deal on some website I had to make sure that wasn't fake. I told him
it's all Russian text.
I was like, I've never heard of this shit. What is this, Lachlan? He's like, yeah, I think it's good. And I'm like, all right, I'll give him my credit card information. Social security number. Okay.
It was direct to drive. And remember back in the day, it used to be like the place to go for digital downloads. But
didn't they,
like before Steam,
didn't they buy that, like other service that's kind of popular?
What?
What was it? The one that's always advertised on TV that's like, you put your games
Gamefly?
In them? Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Pretty sure they bought Gamefly and they like own it now.
Is Gamefly, that exists still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you want people just to send you discs all the time.
That's just one of those things that like, I stopped watching TV. I didn't have a TV or I still don't technically have cable. So I just forgot about Gamefly even existing. It's Netflix video game version, right? Basically.
Like without streaming.
Like old Netflix. Okay. Yeah.
Because if it had streaming, that might actually be a good deal.
How would you stream? Oh, yeah, that already exists, doesn't it, with NVIDIA. Oh, what else have you been doing this week?
That's about it. I did mean Lachlan and I are in the middle of an EU4 game.
Oh, yeah.
That we actually played quite a bit of this week. But other than that, nothing much gaming related. Actually, I played Gears. My neighbor bought it, so I've been playing a lot of multiplayer.
How is it?
It's great, and it's like, because you forget it's Gears 1 and not Gears 3. So there's a lot of like small nuances from Gears, the more recent Gears games that you like instinctually try and do. Like when you down an enemy and you want to like execute him, and like the older or the newer games, you just tap B and like your character's still free moving and you're just like melee him or you'll do something stupid. But that's not in the first Gears. You actually have to do like the stupid curb stomp animation. Yeah. So
and don't you get locked in that animation so you're an open target?
So you get wrecked. So it's a lot. It actually like it feels like a step back like game wise, but it makes for a different gameplay. It's like I downed this guy, but I can't kill him yet because I'm still getting in combat.
Can you still smoke tag them while they're down?
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's a
selling point for me.
But it's not the Gears 2 smoke tagging.
Where
it's like you fall downstairs and get stuck for 20 minutes. Those are the good old days.
It seems like this is apparently a very faithful remake, or I guess you could say, or rather up-res of the original Gears. So anything that changed in each sequel really isn't in it. Did you get any first-hand experience on the campaign?
No, not really interested in that.
Just the multiplayer?
Yeah. Pretty fun stuff.
Think you might buy it?
I'm thinking about it.
Seems
it's
like a pretty good value.
It's only $40.
And you get the
other games with the digital download in November. So maybe. Maybe if there's a deal even. Like if it drops to
a lightning deal.
Yeah. Because that's $20. That's you can't say no to that.
$20 down? You think it would go soon?
Yeah, it came out at $40 by Black Friday. It'll be $20.
I heard totallegit.ru is having a flash sale on it. they won't steal your credit cards.
Yeah, it'll be down to 25 or something by Christmas, so.
Lachlan, Keith, who wants to take it next?
I'll go. This week, I haven't really been doing, I didn't really do much, because it's been a couple weeks since I've been on the show, so. Last week I didn't do anything gaming-wise, except for, I think we might have played a little EU.
Yeah, I think we started that game last week.
Yeah, but this week, patch, I think it's 2.3 for Diablo 3 came out, so I've been playing lots of Diablo in between my EU4 sessions.
I still have that disc, and I just don't put it in and play it.
Oh, wait, oh, you have it on console?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. You should play it.
I don't know.
I don't think we can play together, but you should play it. Yeah, so, yeah, all day today, I got a monk up to level, 58 in just a few
Good
hours.
Good God.
Yeah, no, it's super fast now.
Is it?
Like when it launched, it would take
That's what I heard.
It
like, when
days,
it launched,
like,
it's
now,
like... Because when I was told and someone handed it to me, it's like, to get to the real game, you're going to have to grind for 30 hours. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, now it's more like you just play for 3 hours and you're
OP.
Almost max level. Yeah, that's what I did today. Other than that, no, I played some Crusader Kings 2 with Matt, or at least we tried.
Not a good multiplayer game.
Yeah, lots of out of sync issues.
And even if it's not out of sync, it's not really a game you can team up with that often. Yeah. If I'm not marrying my children to his children, we're not allies.
Yeah, and that's not always the best thing to do.
Exactly, because I was this small Ireland place, and he was the king of England.
Yeah,
and he's I don't want to waste one of my daughters on this small guy who's worthless.
Damn,
you have you have 900 men while I have 40,000.
Yeah,
are you gonna come help me?
No. Yeah, we ended up in a war against each other.
Yeah, just randomly.
Because his liege got into a war with Scotland, and then something happened, and then we ended up at war with each other. It's a very complicated game. We don't understand it.
I really don't understand that game, though. Neil, you would love it.
Yeah,
you just would read. I think you'd read too much, though.
Yeah,
probably would.
There's a lot of pop-ups, and they have a lot of really good lore in it.
Yeah, but when you're in multiplayer, you don't get time for that. You just read. There's two options. You're which one is the best one? This one.
Especially because I didn't even mention that I was playing the Game of Thrones mod.
Oh, there's so many more pop-ups.
There's dozens of pop-ups. When you start the game, there's five the first 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's one of them is a letter, the letter from Stannis saying guess who fucked each other? That's right. The queen and her brother.
And then you either have to say, I agree or not.
Yeah.
And then it's whose side are you in the Civil War? And then Jon Snow's we need men up here. And all these, I'm just saying, no, no, no. Spoilers, Game of Thrones.
Do you watch Game of Thrones, Keith?
A little bit.
Okay. I do have a question on the Game of Thrones mod. Do they ever come up with fictitious events? Because if you happen to break away from the
I've never gotten
story,
that far.
Okay. You keep getting killed?
Well, again, the duel system is ridiculous.
Just don't duel people.
You lose so much prestige to So what happened was, in one of my games is Rob, I captured Tywin in a battle. And then he was sitting in my dungeons for 5 years of war. And then he's like, I demand trial by combat. And I accepted, thinking I would fight Tywin. But then he's like, Sir Gregor Clegane, get them out. I'm like, God damn it. And then it's you either choose yourself to do it, or it's lose 1,000 prestige. And I'm like, fucking, are you kidding me? So I fought him. And it was there's a funny sequence of dice rolls that happen. It's you attack, and there's a dice roll. And it's always, he blocks you and you fall down to the ground. And then it's you beg for mercy or you roll out of the way. And then if you roll out of the way, it just cycles back to the beginning of the loop. And this happened 7 times before he just cut my head off. And then I became, Bran took over. And his stats are horrible because he has no legs. And then I was fuck it. It's over.
Is the Mountain probably the best duelist, or maybe the Hound?
I haven't seen the Hound. I don't know who he's actually under that war starts.
And at that point, he might be... Is there such a thing as a traveling or a wanderer? I want to call it a Ronin, but a wanderer.
Isn't that what
game?
Adventurers are?
Yeah, you can't play as you have to be landed. And I know the Game of Thrones mod kind of gets around that a little bit by like having fake landed titles with no actual land.
Yeah.
But like,
cause which was really confusing.
Yeah, because you can play as like Jaime Lannister, I think, even though he doesn't have
any land. Because you have to, the whole purpose is it's like land, but Jaime doesn't own anything.
Yeah, because like the whole game is like making sure your dynasty still holds land. And if your dynasty doesn't hold land, or if your dynasty dies, then you lose the game.
So if you play as Jaime Lannister, as long as you don't die,
yeah,
you will always
Or as long as you don't get kicked out of the Kingsguard.
But when the game starts, when I start it, like,
but he gets kicked out of the Kingsguard, doesn't he?
No, no. I mean, no, because Jaime Lannister starts out like the prison. Game. Yeah, he's in prison by Rob.
That's.
Oh, I guess I'm just going by the events. And again, Game of Thrones spoilers. like he ends up getting kicked out of the, or he ends up leaving the Kingsguard.
Yeah, but you don't have to do that.
Yeah, like you can actually be Jon Snow and take over the North. Say yes to when Stannis comes.
Yes, of course.
Of course. Well, why wouldn't you?
Because you wanted the Night's Watch.
Why would you not take Lady Mel?
Are there dragons?
Yeah, and they're OP. It's ridiculous.
Word. Just like Civ. The Civ, the Game of Thrones Civ mod.
Which is horrible in retrospect.
It's just a facelift on Civ, it seems like. Yeah. I was looking into it a bit, and I was like, no.
I mean, like, the tech max in the Civ, like, destroys the game.
Someone just needs to make a Game of Thrones game.
I think the Crusaders 2 game is the Game of Thrones game.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's really fucking good.
You should play it.
It seems like it's a really hard barrier to break in, because as you're describing what the game is like, I'm already just like I'm glazing over right now.
Again, it takes like an hour to like realize you're doing everything wrong. And then if you have, actually, you have no experience in EU4, or you have limited experience in
EU4.
Yeah, I mean, if it was better with Mac, maybe I would play a little more. I actually started a game as the Ottomans, and then I got 20 minutes in, and it fucking closed.
It crashed solo?
Yeah, and I was like, hadn't even saved it yet. I'm sure there's an autosave, but fuck this. Yeah, I'm going to play Final Fantasy.
Does it crash on your Mac?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay.
it's just not a good port. That's when it gets down to it. What else have you been doing?
Not much. But actually, I watched, I don't know if you guys have ever watched Hot Wet American Summer, the movie.
I don't have Netflix.
Well,
isn't it a TV show?
Originally it was a movie.
Was it? I didn't know the order of that.
In the late 80s, I believe, or early 90s, but it's like set in 1981, and it's got all these great actors in it, and it's about a summer camp, and it's hilarious. But then they made a remake like TV show on Netflix about it, but it's like set like the movie's set at the last day of summer, but then the TV show is set on the first day of summer, but they use the exact same actors, and this was like 15 years ago.
So they're all old.
Yeah,
now,
so they're all
their
old.
Younger
yeah.
counterpart.
And it's hilarious how they do it, because one of these girls, she starts out as just like a normal like 10 year old girl or something. And then she's like, oh, something weird just happened. And she goes to the bathroom, and they're like, here, you might need one of these, sweetie. And it's like a tampon. And she comes out as like a fully grown woman. And they're like, I think you're a woman now. it's pretty funny. So I recommend that. It's only 8 episodes, 30 minutes on Netflix. And then the movie is also on Netflix. So I recommend giving them both a watch.
So should I watch the movie since it was chronologically released first, and then watch the TV
show? Yeah, I'd watch the movie and then watch the show, and then you probably want to watch the TV show. The movie after that
again. Just
it's hilarious.
It's just a pure comedy. Then I take it.
Yeah, it's wacky and it's quirky, and you'd probably like it, Neil. I know you'd like it. Yeah.
What do you like to watch, Neil?
Yeah. What do you like to watch?
Who are you?
Are you wacky?
I've been watching a lot of anime lately.
Wacky.
Senpai. Senpai. Senpai Neil.
Actually, if you don't mind me segueing, I notice all the time, segueing into my week.
I'm going to cut you off, Neil. Yeah. I've been playing Until Dawn.
We're going.
I played Until Dawn this weekend and beat Until Dawn this weekend.
That's great, because I was going to say, I've been watching a lot of Until Dawn.
Did you get scared?
Yeah, there's a few parts.
There's a few scary parts, but otherwise
is this is that like PS4 like like suit like kind of campy horror game that's a lot like Cabin in the Woods
basically.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That actually made me really want to get a PS4. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, like, that game looks fucking awesome.
It was awesome. I enjoyed it, except the plot twist kind of ruins the last 3 hours of the game. 2 hours of the game.
Maybe it's like if they had done the plot twist a little later.
Do you know about the plot twist?
Yeah, I've finished
spoil
Double
it.
Watch.
Spoil it.
Jeez,
no,
spoil.
No.
You can't say it. You can't even. You don't even want to go there. I'll get emotional.
I heard.
Walk out.
I heard the second half of the game was not as high quality as the first half.
Pretty much. I mean, not that it sucked, but they already had a really good thing going, and it just took away all they were building up from.
I'll kind of put it this way. The twist, there is maybe, you could call it like a two-part twist. After the first twist, it's just as good because there's still some mystery as into, wait, if
what's
this is happening,
on?
Then how is this happening? You don't know about that? What? If you're really A, why don't you know about B? Maybe B is unrelated. So that part's really cool. But
that lasts about 10 minutes.
Yeah. And then
so
then you find out what B is,
you know?
Like, once you find out what B is, then you're like, it's,
Yeah, basically, I was just playing just to beat it at that point.
Yeah.
Except on the last chapter, I pretty much killed everyone. like everyone was dying in the last 10 minutes that I had saved the entire time. With awesome reaction skills and my quick time events and good choice decision making.
So,
and then
so
they just died at the end.
You knew you wanted to kill him.
I didn't want to kill him. I was trying to save the crew.
Then what the fuck were you doing wrong? Like, got him killed.
All right. At the very end, as like you can pick, go run right or left or hide. It's that simple. If you pick the wrong one, someone's going to die.
Okay.
As opposed to like quick time events where you could lose and someone would die in the beginning. So...
That's kind of cheap.
What? Oh, come on.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Hey,
but you can replay the chapter.
It's not the game's fault that you just have bad judgment skills.
Yeah, it's like run or hide. I don't know. Someone's going to die if I pick the wrong one. It's good, though. It's a good game. It's worth your time.
The big thing, too, is like I would kind of call this game like something that Telltale Games would be able to release if they actually took the time to develop a game properly. Like the choices really do matter, and like you get a really good sense of like character building throughout. Like every character, with the exception of two, like you get the initial impression of them, and you're like, okay, so they're this type of character. But as you go through the game, you start to learn a little more about them and start to appreciate other qualities of them. The two characters that like don't fit the mold. One is like kind of your protagonist that you know who it is, you know, even at the start of the game, and the last one is kind of like a bitch that remains to be a bitch. Did she die?
Emily.
Yes.
Yeah, man. There was a fire situation and she got lit up, man.
Literally.
She got blown up.
So
in the ending credits, her boyfriend was like, what do you mean what happened? She was in the house and like just trying to, it was like pretty bad acting on his part, but I was like, ha.
Yeah.
But
handful of playthroughs
the way
I was
she
watching.
Goes.
People were trying to get her killed.
Yeah.
Were you watching this all like concurrently?
Dude, she was hanging.
Yeah, that was the best part.
Did you see the part where she was like hanging from the control tower?
Where
and, like Matt's like over her, like trying to save her.
Yep.
I was just yelling at her, being jealous and not helping her up. I was like, "You're not going to talk to Mike anymore, are you?" And
oh
rather
my
than
God.
Like, I was like, "Fuck her, man."
What makes it so good too, though, is like as I'm watching all these playthroughs, these different people playing it, you have like these mixtures of personalities, like some guys that are really trying to be like the best person they can be and try and save everyone. Then you get the guys that are just like, Emily, God, she's a fucking bitch. I'm just going to like get her into as much danger as possible. Fuck you. I'm not saving you.
Yeah.
Just, she's hard to kill intentionally though.
Yeah.
But what else have you been doing this week, Keith?
Beat that. Been playing King's Bounty, The Dark Side, which is a turn-based strategy RPG for the PC. It's pretty fun, though. It's just a time killer. Super addicting. One more battle type situation when you play that game. But you guys ever mess with that one?
Nope.
No?
No. I've heard of it.
Yeah. I've seen it on Steam before, but...
That's pretty much what my computer can handle. It's like games made for Windows 7, basically, at this point. So I'll take it.
You haven't made the jump to 10 yet?
My PC is like 6 years old, 7 years old. That's what it can play is the King's Bounty games, and that's it.
Is that what you do most of your audio off, on?
No, I have a Mac.
Oh, okay.
I have a Mac for that good stuff.
You don't have Steam on the Mac?
Nah. I'm not much of a PC gamer. I just like playing the older strategy and RPG games from back in the day. GOG.com is my site. So I pretty much use it for that. Use it for emulating, you know, whatnot.
Some
PS1 ISOs.
Nice.
Whatever.
So if you're going down the ISO path, have you ever tried a game called Vanguard Bandits?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had that on PS1.
Oh. My condolences.
Yeah. You didn't like it?
I
barely remember it.
I love it because it's so campy, but...
Was I talking to you about Vandal Hearts the other day?
Yeah, maybe.
I was watching a PS1 playthrough of that the other day. I was like, I gotta bust this out.
That game was like infuriating with how easily one mistake could lead to someone getting killed, and that had permadeath. Yeah, didn't it? I think it did.
Yeah. I don't know. You think of a different game? This game is easy.
you got to keep in mind, like Fire you're Emblem. You're talking to Neil here.
Are you thinking Game Boy Advance, Fire Emblem?
No, Vandal Hearts. I mean, granted, I'm like 10 when I'm playing this, if not a little younger.
That's when you're prime.
Yeah. Not for strategy games, let's be honest here. If only I was 10 when I was playing MOBAs. Fucking
dude, I wish I could be 10 and playing these games again. Now I'm trying to like max out my characters and it doesn't even matter. Like I'll be like good enough to beat the game, but I was like, better get a better sword.
I'm not 99 yet.
Gotta get that. That's it. That's what I've been playing.
All of it?
Just those two games. I decided I'm gonna start Ground Zeroes tonight.
Wait, so you haven't played Ground Zeroes?
I haven't played Ground Zeroes.
You'll finish it tonight.
Well, I was gonna go pick up Phantom Pain tonight, and I was like, I should probably play this game because I want to get the carryovers.
Have you played Metal Gear Solid 4?
Yeah.
Do I need to play Metal Gear Solid 4, or can I just watch Metal Gear Solid 4?
You can watch it. It's probably the weakest Metal Gear Solid.
Okay.
My opinion.
I've heard a lot of people say otherwise.
Well, but you have to wait until you play Ground Zeroes first.
Well, I mean, I heard
it's over in 20 minutes, basically.
That's if you. I got through it in about an hour, and I wasn't like I don't do like if there's side quests I don't care about, I won't do them.
Mm.
But I'm not rushing through the game.
Yeah,
I dragged that out for like the main.
And then there's Neil.
The main quest I dragged out for maybe 4 hours.
Jeez. You're just tranking people when they stand up.
I trank him and then I just wait there.
You wait there for 20 minutes.
3 feet. And then I trank him again.
You're just like putting porno mags all over. Yo, a guy gets tranked and he's going to wake up with like 40 porno mags around him. Like, that's how Neo plays Metal Gear Solid.
Well,
that was your total time? I thought it was a little higher than that.
My total time is a lot higher since I did all of the side missions or what the hell you call them. All of like the special
other
quests.
Stuff.
Yeah. Like after you beat the game, then you have all these like missions that are not canon. Like you go around and use your flashlight to reveal Metal Gear Solid logos, or excuse me, not reveal them, make them disappear. Did I talk about this a couple weeks ago?
Luigi's Mansion. You're talking about.
Yeah. What's that?
Like Luigi's Mansion style?
Yeah, sort of. Maybe
they're basically mini games, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, basically. And then in one mini game, you save Hideo Kojima.
How many hours did you put into that?
You mean the entire thing?
The mini games.
Maybe like 3 or 4.
Good God.
Jeez.
I know people
so you
that
put
have
more time into
more.
The mini games than I put into the whole game.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe I've spent more time doing that. I really thought Ground Zeroes is a game like played really well. It's just like obviously there's not a whole lot of content. And every mini game or side quest or mission is on the same map, just kind of a different part of the map. Wasn't Jared going to play Ground Zeroes when it was free?
It's not free anymore.
You didn't get it?
I don't know. Dear God, it's free right now.
Was it on Xbone?
Yeah, it's free. It was free on Xbox Gold members.
Oh, okay.
All last month.
That's a shame.
I have a download. I just never opened it.
But you've already played it, so. Yeah. Did you buy it?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're kidding?
Well, so.
You know how mad you would be if you spent $40 for that?
Yeah, it was $40?
When it came out.
Yep. Yeah. What?
I'm so glad I didn't spend that much money on it.
How much did you spend?
I got it on PlayStation Plus. So.
Oh, okay. I spent $60 just for a 15 demo. Final Fantasy 15 demo.
So. Yeah, you and me both. Ugh.
Oh, cool. was that...
We bought Final Fantasy Type-Zero Type-Zero together. Great looking PlayStation Vita game. Oh, wait.
It's a PSP game.
It's a PSP game. But now it looks like a Vita game.
It does.
They've upped it.
Upgraded graphics.
Yeah.
So the Vita can handle it.
Well, speaking of Vita, did you guys hop on that on that PlayStation TV deal?
Oh, the special where the PlayStation TV was on sale for $20.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
When was this? Where at?
I think it's still on sale.
Well, it might be at certain outlets, but the original place, a retailer that was doing it, they've ran out of stock already. Mm. So yeah.
I think it was on the PlayStation Store, even like on online.
It wasn't like an exclusive thing. I saw it like in a variety of places.
Like Amazon, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I got mine for $35 and I'm not necessarily...
Do you feel chipped now?
Not at all, because I think that's such
what was the original price on it?
$100 or $80?
Yeah, it's $100.
Which, when you think about it, you're basically getting a non-portable Vita. You have to buy the memory card, I think, though. Or you definitely do. So throw in another $10. For $30, getting a system that can play a bunch of really good games, like, granted, older games and classic games that will be $5, $10 in some cases. Not a bad deal if you're, you know, if you don't have many consoles. Or if you wanted to revitalize your Sony passions. Come on, guys. Mm. It's not too late.
I still have my old consoles.
Yeah,
so.
I have a PS3 and I have a PS2. So
I just hooked up my PS2 yesterday. I played it for like 5 seconds. And I was like, holy shit. Suikoden 5.
Okay.
So
if I'm hooking it up, I'm playing
the intro is like 10 hours.
Yeah, no.
You got tired of that intro.
I wonder if
those
servers are still up.
I don't think so. For SOCOM?
Highly doubt it.
Man.
I also,
that shit was so good.
It just kind of occurred to me that how shitty the graphics look. And it's not even so much just like, oh, look at those polygons and neural lines.
The jaggies?
The text has jaggies. And it's hard. Like,
that
it
hurts.
Looks, yeah. It's blurry. It's
it
blurry to
eyes.
Read. It's like...
Yeah, and the clipping and the...
Is it because our TVs just have really shitty composite video ins or...
No, it's because the PS2 looks like shit.
That's sad.
In general.
Like, I need to get a crappy CRT TV. So
No.
That
it still looks pretty bad back then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it just looked good because it looked better than everything else. Because
I replayed all the God of Wars, or the early ones, on my PS2.
Oh, God.
On the, like, a year and a half ago, and on, like, a TV, and it was, like, a HD TV, and it was like, holy shit, this screen is tearing so badly. Yeah. Like, at the time, this is the greatest looking game.
It was just constant screen tearing and aliasing. Just, oh, fuck. It was
like,
bad.
I'm not a big graphics guy, but, man, it's got to be, like, stable.
Yeah, and neither am I, but when your eyes hurt from reading
text, yeah.
10 minutes of text, and you're just like, okay. I'm gonna see if I can buy this on
like,
Vita.
No anti-aliasing, no V-Sync, like, nothing. It puts a strain on the eyes. It seriously does.
We must have been trained back then, because I could play these games for hours upon hours upon hours.
I guess they were younger, too.
Really? You think?
Younger eyes.
Yeah, you had baby eyes.
Why were my parents taking me away from the TV so often? That was my time to shine.
That's why you can't handle it now. You get like 3 or 4 good years at that, and you already burnt it out.
Well, so... In regards to my week, I was really, really questioning whether or not I should buy Until Dawn. I kind of forgot it was coming out last week. And I think I made the correct decision in not buying it because, like, I have always thought that those adventure games, those, if you want to call them point-and-click games, have always been, like, up my alley. But I enjoy the first playthrough, and then I usually never play them again. Like, that's what happened with Beyond Two Souls. I played Heavy Rain, like, twice, but the second time was nearly not as enjoyable. But yeah, that, and it's a lot cheaper watching YouTube videos of Until Dawn.
But if Metal Gear Solid 5 wasn't out today,
would I have purchased
Would you have purchased it? Because it might have, like in your head, like two $60 purchases back to back.
Yeah, maybe. And then there was,
because that does that to me.
There was the threat of Madden as well, because part of me,
you wanted to buy Madden?
What the
kind
fuck?
Of? Wow. I don't know. And then it occurred to me.
I have Madden too, by the way. I just didn't mention it because I didn't know you guys would be like.
We don't talk about sports games on this podcast. All well, right? Yeah. I know it's my first day.
I talk about it because I'm in league.
We can only talk about Blitz 98. All right. And that's it.
Is that the N64 one?
And arcade.
Yeah, arcade.
That's a good one.
It's a great one. Suplex.
But why would you want Madden, Neil?
Because
you don't even play 2K anymore.
All right. And that's what got me away from it. I was like, okay, you know what? I haven't even finished my first season in NBA 2K15. But I looked up the magical phrase on Google, Madden 16 story mode, and just a bunch of hits came up talking about the new expansive story mode. And I'm like, oh, man.
No, it's horrible.
No?
It's going to be horrible. They're all horrible.
I want to talk to my agent.
Jesus.
I want to talk to my coach and my teammates. I want to live the dream of being an NFL quarterback.
You should go back and play NCAA football.
I want to deflate those balls.
2007, because that was probably the best.
We talked about it, where you have to focus and divide your time up between classes.
And you actually have to learn things from your classes.
Do you get to date girls and establish social links?
It's not a dating
zone. God damn it, Neil. Kids are in every game into a dating zone.
Persona. Madden Persona.
Madden Persona.
3 Fest.
Madden 5 Golden.
Where, at the last play of the season, I can call upon my social links to give me strength.
I do want you to play.
Yo, Jerome, you got this.
That gives me strength.
It stops and it comes across the bottom of the screen.
Oh, man.
But there's campus
approval.
I think
there's a future with this idea.
I don't know if that
is campus approval kind of like a social link.
Yeah, I mean it's if how much love you have, and you have to it can't just be on the field. You have to do things on socially.
I gotta be charitable.
Not charitable.
I have to go party.
Yeah, that's kind of
okay. That's
but great. That lowers your stats for the next game.
So tell me, if I have 100% approval rating of from the campus, does that help me throw the ball any better?
No, the whole goal of this thing is there's a I'm going to relate it to EU4 for a minute. There's a prestige system. And the whole goal is to be remembered at your college as the best guy. So every year you have
it's building a dynasty.
Yeah. For so every year you have a certain number of points that go into this thing. And it's based off your play and it's based off what the campus feels about you.
So you could be a mediocre player, but just the best guy around.
Eric Crouch. That's what I'm going in as.
Yeah. But it also it scales by what school you're at. So if you're like a high prestige school like Notre Dame, USC, you have to get really high to get that max rating. But if you are Florida Southern, it's real easy just to become the greatest player of all time there.
I mean, Matt Leinart couldn't even do that at USC, man.
No, he still remembers one of the best.
Is he?
Yeah, and he was one of the best partiers too.
Mm. He was good at partying.
You seen those pictures? Worth a Google.
All right, now I'm interested.
He goes back after he because he went to the NFL and he was garbage.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
He goes back to USC parties.
Really?
What the fuck?
And he's holding the funnel for some hot chicks or something.
I mean, if you're a Matt Leinart, would you be doing anything other than holding the funnel? I don't know how I pose that.
I don't know either.
You would be holding the funnel if you're Matt Leinart.
Yeah, because your career is in the tank.
Well, speaking about
Matt Leinart.
Speaking about turn-based, or excuse me, social link sport video games, did you guys check out the Shut Up and Jam Barkley 2 gameplay footage?
For about 15 seconds.
No.
Still haven't gotten around to playing another one, Neil.
That was kind of my joke segment for the week.
You worked on that all week.
Barkley, right, Shut there. Up and Jam 2. Gaiden 2.
Michael Jordan.
No, there's no Jordan.
With the Armageddon dunk.
You mean the Chaos dunk.
Chaos dunk.
Yeah.
You're making Neil mad.
Barkley was the only one that could do the Chaos dunk. How was another Chaos dunk done?
That did you actually beat that game?
Of course.
I got about halfway through. Did something else.
Realized it was bad and stopped.
To be completely honest, it's actually not a bad game. Like, it's a turn-based RPG, but they threw different mechanics at you. Like, Barkley has a different set of moves. He could do a jump shot, which you had to push up, and then you'd release at the top of his jump to deal the most damage. No, but like Pokemon didn't
mixed
have,
with Final Fantasy.
It's Final Fantasy mixed, or it's more like it's Mario RPG is what it is. Where, you know, in Mario RPG, you had different mechanics for every
Super
character.
Mario RPG.
Whatever. Super Mario RPG. Was there ever a Mario RPG?
Huh? I don't think so. There should be. There should be a sequel to Super Mario RPG.
Isn't that Paper Mario, basically?
Kind of.
I never played it.
And then Paper Mario like, 2. Paper Mario
yeah,
3.
There's like 30 Paper Mario games.
I think there's a 3. One is the only good one.
And if there's not, there's a fan remake out there.
There's a DS Paper Mario 3DS. It's pretty bad.
Buy that, Lachlan.
What?
Paper Mario 3.
No.
Do you even play your Wii U?
Yeah. Yeah.
that was a lie.
Whenever we have people over, we play it.
Okay. That,
don't really
that's true.
Play it too much now. Not really. Sometimes I'll fire up like an old. Mostly, I just use it for the GBA emulator, basically.
Now, like, I'm curious.
The virtual console.
Why aren't you playing Mario Party 10 solo? The computers have to be great, right?
Bigger question, though. Did you ever play Splatoon?
Nope. Don't plan on it.
It seems to be pretty good.
Yeah, it does. But I'd rather spend my money on other things.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Like Mario Party 10.
Or Super Mario Maker or whatever.
That looks super good.
Yeah. Yeah, that comes out the 12th, 17th?
No, I believe it comes 11th. Out. Yes. That's September actually what 11th. I was alluding to before.
September 11th.
Something comes out on September 11th.
Is there really?
Mario Maker. Super Mario Maker. It's such a good game that they added Super mid development. They're like, "You know what? Mario Maker not cutting it. This game is turning out to be much better." Super Mario Maker.
That's a Friday. It's weird.
What? It should be a Tuesday.
No, because my birthday's on a Wednesday.
And your birthday is the 9th?
Yep.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know.
Yep. I mean, it's next week, so I'm pretty sure. Like, using calendar math in my head.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty bad at that. Yeah.
Speaking of birthdays...
My birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Happy
great
birthday.
Job.
I good job on being older.
Surviving.
I'm going to buy you a dating sim.
That's great.
What game?
Maybe Hot to Full Boy Boyfriend.
Instead of doing that, buy yourself Madden.
buy myself what? Yeah. Oh, Madden.
As my birthday present.
Ugh.
Who would you play as, Neil?
With Madden?
Yeah.
And well, actually, okay. I would normally say... who would I normally see? Like, it used to be the Cowboys, but...
Oh.
Now it's just whatever team Peyton Manning's on. So, it's the Broncos.
You want the
now.
Most immobile quarterback to play as.
Yes.
Pretty no, sure.
I just...
Pretty
I
sure speed Manning. Ratings in the 30s. What quarterback's had multiple back and neck surgeries and can't move? I want to play as him. Is that part of your thought process?
Yeah, yes.
It's
yes.
Actually, I don't know.
I'm rooting for the Buffalo as well this year.
You like Rex Ryan?
I just like his shenanigans. You punched out your starting quarterback? Get in here.
Depending on how my drafts go,
that's not
we might
team,
be
though.
We might be cheering for the same teams this year.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
You're talking fantasy draft?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing two drafts on Sunday. It's going to be nuts. I've only ever done one at a time, so.
You're doing it at the same time?
Yeah, because it's two different leagues, and I'm like, hey, could we do this at a... No, we got to do it now.
You know what's going to be great? He's going to reference one draft and just put that on his other draft. So let's say you're picking third in one draft, and then you're picking fourth in the other draft. Oh, wait, no, that wouldn't work.
What are you saying?
Basically, you're just going to copy... You're going to copy what the top picks are in one of the drafts the other draft.
I should do that.
We had our draft, 3 weeks ago. Yeah, two of my players got torn ACLs already.
Oh, Jeez.
That's rough.
That's why I'm glad we're doing it late.
Yeah. After preseason, please. Or like right at the end of it.
One more week.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about Vitas a bit ago, or PlayStation TVs, but did you guys know that the dead Vita is getting 3 new colors released in Japan?
That's great.
Whoa, good for them.
That's not...
What colors are they getting?
Is it light blue, pink, and black?
Darker blue?
Basically.
Dark black?
We're getting aqua blue, apparently, from GameStop, so... The Vita is not quite dead.
That's only
dead
for pre-order.
Yet.
You have to pre-order it?
You have to pre-order
it. How much is it going for? Like, what is the price of a Vita now?
I think it was $200.
$50? That's what I'd pay.
$200?
I think it might be $250. I can't remember.
For a Vita?
Hey, it's blue.
$200? I could get half an Xbox One for that.
You could, and it'd function just as well as a Vita.
Nice.
The left side, probably.
That's the side.
Have
you
ever played a game that actually uses the weird touch screen on the back?
Danganronpa.
You played the second one?
I'm working on it right now.
Oh, yeah? The guy's always talking about taking a shit. Now he has to shit. Big dude?
Neil's never played this game.
He's never played this game. Wait. Hold on.
Dude, he just lies.
He's skipping the dialogue.
Oh, yeah. I played.
Yeah, man. I was like, I just made that up.
I haven't picked it back up in a couple weeks.
So you're working on it right
what's
now.
What's his ultimate skill?
I don't know. I'm watching John play it.
Does he only play it when you're around?
Look at the screen. What?
Wait, look at the screen. Oh, he's actually just showing you.
It, yeah.
But he has a PlayStation TV. Why isn't he just playing it on that?
I don't know.
Because he has both.
Like, I haven't played my Vita since I got the PlayStation TV. Because it's like, why the fuck would I... Or I guess if I traveled with it. But I never
did. Didn't you do that? Didn't you used to stream Bloodborne to your work?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so...
But now I don't need to even have like my memory card in the Vita to do that. My Vita is now just a remote PlayStation 4 device. With a 2-second lag.
That's not that bad.
Why am I dying in Bloodborne all the time? Fuck.
Playing in Bloodborne recently, Neil?
I have, actually. Second character's... I'm maybe halfway through the game.
Dragon Age?
Yeah, you close on that Dragon Age?
You almost beat it?
I mean...
Still at 10 hours.
Since Bloodborne's back in the PlayStation 4, I don't know if...
Because you did take it out for a while.
It was out for a bit.
First Dragon Age?
No, Inquisition in this case.
Oh, okay.
Have you played?
Not Inquisition. I heard it looked a little too fetch questy to me.
Hey,
just name of the podcast, too, though.
Don't do those parts.
I can't not do them, man. I got to get the skills up.
But like,
I got to get this armor I'm not even going to equip. I better do this quest, you know.
The thing about it is there's like, let's say there's 100 quests. Like, you know, like 10 of them are going to be the main quest. And then like 30 of them are like side quests that feel good. And then the rest are going to be just like bullshit. Mm-hmm. But if you only do the quests that like are side quests that make you feel good and like you appreciate, you're still going to be way overpowered on hard.
Got you.
Or at least I was. And I was just the basic sword and shield guy who kept using shield bash. Or you can be the... weren't you a spin to win guy?
Yeah.
That move is so overpowered in that game.
And the great thing, too, is it is not a predetermined time that you spin. You just spin until your stamina is gone.
Yeah. And you get a weapon that every time you hit, it raises your stamina.
Yep.
So you never stop. You literally enter a battle spinning, and you spin for like 3 minutes.
What?
Until everybody's dead.
You're the lawnmower man, basically. That's what it is. The weed whacker. I do like the fact that, like, Iron Bull is effectively the strongest person in on your team if you just have him set up that way. Because I feel like Iron Bull is the strongest person in the game. Like, that's kind of how I view him.
I always turned him to sword and shield.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
He looks so badass with an axe.
You judge all your, like, decisions by looks.
Aesthetics? When the game is easy enough, yes.
Playing on hard, it's not easy enough. It's easy, but it's not easy enough. I need more tanks. I need three tanks and a mage.
Oh, I was playing on hard.
Wow.
I was playing on hard as well. And but like you also know how long I spent in the hinterlands, just because I'm kind of a completionist too.
I think that's the problem. If you're a completionist, you can't play this game.
And so my guys are just so fucking overleveled. I could go naked into combat and still win. That might be pretty hard, but
can you kill the dragon in the hinterlands though?
I haven't tried in a while. Because when you go and get annihilated by him, you're like, I don't want to do that.
That's when you realize,
ever again.
Once you kill that dragon, you realize you're overpowered. And you haven't left yet. That's when you're overpowered.
Is that even possible?
Yeah.
You'd have to grind on shit, I feel
like. No, like, you have to learn the dragon's mechanics. Oh, it's basically like, okay, it just shoots fireballs at you while its children attack you until you get to this one point.
So you just you avoid to, like, the children.
And dart past, yeah. So your entire team just gets eaten alive because they'll all engage.
Can't you, I think there's a setting you can do that will keep your party from engaging.
Yeah, but they'll be still getting hit by the ranged attacks.
Oh, sure.
Because apparently fire is auto-hit.
It's homing.
This is low fireball.
Homing fire
is like,
path. Or oh, breath, rather.
Hitting you right in the back. There's a shit ton of those. What are those little dragons called?
Dragonlings? Yeah. Drakelings?
Yeah, something like that. There's a shit ton of them.
There's this whole thing, too, about like what the difference between a dragon and a drake is, and I don't fucking care.
I don't really either.
I feel like drakes should be weaker than dragons. That's my only thing. Like, dragon. Whoa, drake. Yeah, okay.
Maybe dragons are girls and drakes are boys.
I can't.
Drake's a pretty good artist. Fucking wheelchair.
Canadian
dragon.
Drakes are just
dragons.
Canadian
are
dragons.
Way stronger in Canada.
Yeah, drakes are Canadians.
The Canadian dragons. Yeah.
So they are weaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weaker jolly.
Okay, so there is something that's kind of pressing that I'm kind of concerned about.
What is that new?
Sony revealed their TGS, or Tokyo Game Show, 2015 lineup just today. And a lot of great titles, including Star Ocean 5, or whatever the actual subtitle is. Final Fantasy 15, which, by the way, they're going to announce the release date March of 2016. Not
wait, that is the release date.
No,
right?
No. That is not the release date. Oh, they're going to announce the release date.
Are you kidding?
Date.
They announced the announcement?
That's what the word
on
the street
is. They're going to announce that at TGS 2015. They're going to announce that they're going to announce the announcement.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me.
Which they just announced.
Wow. Hey, man, they need to step down on the sexiness of Sid Arena or whatever the girl's called. And?
Oh, yeah, and the abs. Yep, you need to get rid of the abs, too, on that guy.
Cover him up.
Yeah.
Undershirt.
Just button your shirt up, man.
Cover it. Street Fighter V. Destiny, the Untaken King.
Hooray.
Dragon Quest. But wait a second. Where's Persona 5? Where's Persona 5?
December 2015. I think so.
They're probably just not going to say it's going to be there.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be like...
It's a pretty niche title.
Where's Persona 5?
Oh my God.
It's coming.
It'll be there. They want to surprise it. I mean, look at what they did at the announce date. So it's obviously going to be there. They're just fucking it up. They just want you to think it's not there.
Kind of concerned.
You're playing into it, Neil.
Yeah.
I might be. I want to be super surprised. No, not really.
Think it's going to be a global release?
I think it's going to be a month apart.
You gonna get that in America?
What?
You gonna port it?
Maybe, depends. Like, if I get the special edition, like I've done that before, it just needs to have cool stuff. If it doesn't have cool
like
stuff,
Catherine.
I won't.
Isn't the PS4 region locked? So you couldn't play a Japanese?
Can't you just disconnect it?
No, that's not how it works. Yeah, it's tied to the motherboard.
Oh, that's stupid.
There are certain games that are. Like, I've noticed with the Vita, at least, that there are certain games that are region locked and certain ones that aren't, so I'm not sure. Maybe. Hmm. Hopefully not. Persona.
Can we find out before?
I mean, it's one of those things that if I just bought it to have as a collector's item, I would do that.
So you're getting this game in disc form as well?
Yeah, I think. Oh crap! That means okay. If there is a good collector's edition, that means I'm getting the Japanese copy, getting a physical copy, and then I gotta get the digital.
Why don't you get like a good Japanese copy, and then just get the digital game?
Because
you need it. You need both. You need a physical Japanese and a physical.
Because what if things go wrong?
What things?
What are these things?
Like.
Like, just then delete it and re-download
like
it.
Like the servers could go down and then I could never get it again.
What servers?
PT! You can't download PT anymore.
Because you didn't own a license to it.
I mean, I have PT, but I'm just saying you can't download PT anymore. Even if you had it before. And deleted.
You're a digital guy, library. Neil?
Not really. I want to convert to being a digital guy, though. That's the problem.
Unbelievable.
I want
unbelievable.
To. But I keep believable. Buying physical copies.
Good.
Digital is the way to go. But that's coming from a PC gamer.
So. Yeah, if I was PC, yeah, for sure.
But you're more into physical copies?
Yeah.
Well, so maybe we should tell you about the Best Buy Unlocked Club.
GCU.
Game Club Unlocked.
I got everything wrong last week. Literally everything I said was wrong.
What did you say that was wrong aside from?
I said, I mean, the most important part, that it was digital. Actually, everything else I said was right. I got one thing wrong, but it was a big thing.
Basically, if you spend $30, and it's over 2 years for the subscription, you spend $30 once, they give you
20% off
of your games.
Yeah, any physical game you buy, 20% off.
That actually seems pretty
good. New game. Their used games only 10%.
Still pretty good.
And if you pre-order the game, you get $10 off.
$30, 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm doing that.
So
doing that and getting Metal Gear Solid 5 tomorrow.
So it's $10 after the 20% if you pre-order. So $60, so it's down to... Shit.
What?
48.
Yeah, thank you. And then so most of your games, are if you pre-order, $38.
Damn.
It's not bad. If you buy a lot of games, it's not bad.
I mean, it takes three to make up for...
Yeah.
So if you buy four games in 2 years, you made money, or it's a good deal.
Only problem is... Wait, so once you get into GCU, you can just have them sent to your house, though?
You can.
Okay, because I don't really...
But I don't think... I don't know if that's same day.
I don't really want to go into...
I'm not patient enough
Best Buy.
Why not?
You don't like Best Buy?
Best Buy is fine. I mean, if you're trying to find something specific, it's not that great, but it's good to walk around.
Best Buy is the greatest time killer.
Yeah.
Oh.
You walk in there. Hi, how's your day going? Get out of my face. I'm here to look at Xbox One games.
They actually have a lot of like exclusive demos there if you
really?
If you like follow them. They had a
Why?
I don't know. They had I forgot the last one I did one a while ago, like a long while ago, when UFC Unleashed 3 came out. They had the demo there for like a week and a half prior to the actual demo being released.
Oh.
But their demo wasn't a demo, it was actually just the full game. So I went in and actually just played a campaign for like 4 hours.
Oh, nice.
What?
Yeah.
And, you know, people came by and they're like, you finding everything all right? Yes, fine.
No one ever talked to me.
Oh, that seems like a much better experience.
Yeah, but you're standing still, which is, I was like, there's chairs around here somewhere.
You go over and just grab a chair from like the home entertainment center. Man,
the customer service at Best Buy is pretty bad. Like I went to Best Buy probably like a week or two ago to find some power cables for my power supply, basically, like because I was looking to do some SLI with my cards. Anyway, long story short, I spent like an hour walking around trying to find these goddamn cords, and finally, like some dude, like because like all these associates are busy, and I kept trying to like get one's attention, but they would ignore me. Go to like the older looking people because they look like they're there to spend money on a laptop. And finally, like I found some like young hip dude in the TV section. I'm like, hey, can you help me? Turns out they don't have these fucking power cords. Yeah,
it's pretty rough sometimes.
Are you just talking about like an IEC power cord?
No, I was looking for like a 6-pin PCIe.
Oh, going from the power supply into Okay, I got you.
And in retrospect, it makes sense that Best Buy wouldn't have those because they really don't have anything.
You had to go to Radio Shack for those.
They didn't have them either.
Surprisingly, well, the joke being that Radio Shack doesn't exist anymore. Is that the joke you were making?
I think Radio Shack's still around, aren't they?
Yeah.
They kind of are. But like,
yeah, there's one on 90th and Maple.
One out of how many used to be here like 4 years ago, though?
Like 40.
Yeah.
Because of all the radios.
And the shacks. Don't forget the shacks.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Radio Shack had a good run even after the iPod came out. Good run afterwards. Where are you getting that headphone from? Radio Shack. What the fuck is a radio? I don't know, but they sell phones.
iPod Shack.
iPod Shack. Podcast Shack.
Yeah, I always thought of Radio Shack as like buying weird components.
Yeah, miscellaneous.
For like,
you need a phone battery.
You're like, I need a CMOS battery. Go to Radio Shack. You're like, what the fuck is a CMOS battery?
Yeah, fuck Radio Shack.
Yeah, Radio Shack is fucking stupid, though. Man.
Like, you walk into Radio Shack, and you just want to walk out as soon as you walk into Radio Shack. Like, you get that vibe, like, get out of here as fast as I can.
That's the vibe I get from Best Buy.
Why? I used to work at Best Buy, man, and I'm kind of offended by that.
Did he work on the one on 72nd and Dodge?
No, dude, the 72nd and Dodge is kind of depressing.
That's how I walk in.
Yeah, that one is sketchy. I had a few friends who work there. It's sketchy.
Yeah, you want 168th. It's just hot moms and hot moms.
Yeah, that's the one I was at.
Mm. Yeah.
Hot moms.
And older people looking to buy laptops constantly.
Oh, older people looking to buy laptops constantly.
Missed the Yale Street Plaza Best Buy.
Oh, that was the good mix. That was a good one.
Of depression and hot moms?
Yeah.
Okay. Depressed hot moms.
Even better.
Easier to pick up. Well, okay, so maybe that's my part of my reason why. Because I remember Best Buy being like a better thing when I was a kid. That's where we bought Final Fantasy VII when I was like 8.
A word?
Best Buy.
Best Buy. But, make your dreams come true.
Best Buy, the last one I've been to consistently is the one on, 78th or whatever, off of Dodge.
Yeah, that one's bad.
Yeah, so 78th and
that is so depressing. Like, the first time I went in there, it's like, I need some fucking RAM. And I go
oh,
in.
Oh, good luck.
And no one knows what
RAM is.
You would probably need to go to, like, a livestock store for that, but
we don't sell RAMs, man.
And then someone's like, obviously, guys, he's talking about the vehicle.
Yeah. There's a Dodge dealership.
Then, like, the last time I went and I was looking for, again, something like miscellaneous, but like a computer accessory. And I don't remember what it was, but it was just, again, another, like, sad experience where you actually need to ask someone and they don't know what you're talking about.
And they have to look it up and their online system is shit.
Yeah, and then I drive across the street to the Nebraska Furniture Mart and they have it. And it's like, okay, I guess I should have just gone here.
Oh, yeah, the mart's
like
awesome.
The only thing Best Buy has that you can actually put into a computer are like weird sound cards and...
Sound Blaster.
Yeah. Or XFI sound or whatever. And then they also have like video cards and that's like it. I guess. I don't even think they sell RAM, which is sad.
An advertisement just popped up.
Oh my God.
I apparently need to buy this.
Chappy.
So, Matt, did you check out the new Razer Xbox controller?
No.
You already know you're getting the Elite controller. You need your paddles.
Not even the paddles, just the software that comes with it.
But there's a button, a mute button, right there at the bottom of your Razer controller. Don't you trust Razer? They are the gaming peripheral and, in some cases, computing company.
Sure.
Their controllers worked so well at Evo. So well.
But do they have the software?
And they actually didn't work that well at Evo. There was a malfunction.
See, I don't even know. So.
Was that in, like, the championship?
Yes, it was the last round.
So what did they do about it? Did they do a rematch to, like, decide who's the real?
Someone in the crowd was like, oh, I still have a pad or, you know, a board. Mm-hmm. They gave them and they started back up from where they were at. So
that sounds pretty sketch.
Yeah, it's a little sketch. Razer. That's about all I wanted to say about
Razer. But aren't they usually pretty good, though?
Yeah.
It's like there's no competition, really.
Well, I mean, it depends. When we're talking about controllers,
I mean,
like,
you can go buy
one
of those really shitty ones that, like, GameStop sells that you only buy because it, like, glows green and has a turbo button.
Afterglow.
Wait, are we now talking about...
Which I did buy one of those.
Console controllers, or are we talking about fighting stick pads or fighting stick sticks?
Console controllers.
Arcade sticks, I guess.
So I just went on the Razer Wikipedia page. Did you know that last month... They bought
Ouya.
Ouya.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
that was a thing. although the thing is, they didn't buy Ouya completely. They apparently
buy a majority stake or something.
They
smart way to buy a company.
I don't know how they did it, but basically they bought them just for the Ouya streaming technology.
and they're going to be rebranding that or using that in their own services.
So they upcoming. So they vassalized them.
Yes, basically.
You could say that. Jeez.
Got to put everything into U4 terms so I can understand.
Prestige. Manpower. Man. How much manpower do you have right now, Lachlan?
Me? I don't know. I'm probably about 40%.
How much manpower did you get after watching the opening cinematics for Halo 5 Guardians?
All the manpower?
Minus 2,000.
Have you already seen this, Keith?
I'm a, what you call a Halo hater. I don't associate with people who play Halo. I didn't know. Dude, we had some Halo players over here. You should have told me about that ahead of time, Neil. But, you know, it's cool. We'll get through it.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
It's just me. It's even though me and Lachlan did play for a while.
Oh, yeah. Halo 3.
No, it was Reach, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
We had a Griffball team rolling.
I thought we played a little bit of 3.
Played a little bit. Yeah.
So tell me, because I probably didn't get nearly as much as any other person that knows Halo. What was so exciting about the opening cinematics?
Wasn't it just awesome?
Nathan Fillion.
Yes. Right there. Man, he's beautiful.
It looks exactly like Nathan Fillion.
Would you, if you were obviously straight, and there's nothing wrong with being straight.
Yeah, Nathan Fillion, absolutely.
But if
I know where you're going.
You'd hit that.
Okay. Okay.
Who is this guy? Can you pull him up?
Do you ever seen Firefly?
No.
Oh, damn. God. There goes all your sci-fi cred.
I'll just play it for you.
Garbage, yep. Just like I thought. It's like an ad.
Yeah, I mean,
Viagra ad. It's like, oh.
My whole thing is...
Come on.
Beautiful soundtrack, by the way. How do I buy it now?
I give him that. Yo, I love the soundtrack in Destiny. Graphics in Destiny, so.
Are you playing Destiny right now?
I kind of dropped off after they started doing DLC.
I don't think anyone's playing Destiny anymore. Yeah. That's not true.
Oh, skip to the Nathan Fillion part.
It's about to happen.
So is this guy an actor in real life? All right. That's
like he's a
castle.
He's a big fucking deal.
Like
I'm just going to throw it out there.
Could we please? It's them. That's that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Him and Locke are all motion capped.
The girls aren't?
I'm not sure. I think Vale is. I'm not sure about Tanaka.
Do you think they were motion capped? Yes.
Or is he the old white guy? From Lost. What if that was... No.
Never mind.
I'm on board up to the point where they jump out of the plane and then I see him do some Dragon Ball Z stuff. And I'm
you
like,
mean the shit that's actually in the Halo lore? And in other Halo games that you haven't played.
As Master Chief, can I jump into a Covenant ship and like karate chop people and then jump out of the ship within less than 5 seconds?
You should watch some Halo 2 cinematics.
Oh, God.
You could do a little bit more than that. Or some Halo Wars. Even Ensemble did it.
Yeah, what is this?
This doesn't look like Halo to me. At least what I picture Halo.
343 Halo.
This is real Halo. There's so many, like, I'm all on Waypoint looking reactions, and it's either you hate it or you love it.
It's really that divisive?
It's pretty traditionalist versus people that can accept new things.
It's a lot more fast-paced.
They're like, I miss my old Halo cinematics. Oh, I mean, you mean the one with no actions and no lore? I miss those a lot.
I'm standing here talking to Cortana.
Like
Cortana.
So, Neil, having only played Halo 1, what was the most exciting cinematic?
It's the one where you're crash landing. Is that the only cinematic there is? I'm like, because you're just talking during all the cinematics.
Oh. Would you prefer this or all the talking? Because those are the choices you have right now.
People are like,
I missed the cutscene in Halo 1 where I'm just like standing there talking to Cortana. And then it ends.
You know what it reminds me of?
Because you did point out, almost all the cutscenes, you're just talking.
Yep.
And doing some nodding.
It reminds me of fucking, and again, I don't want to take anything away from it, but just pointing it out. It reminds me of KOTAR 2. All of the fucking cutscenes in that game were basically just, I'm not Revan, but I'm, who's the which second one? Guy?
Sion, Nihilus. Those are the two bad guys.
No. The main character in KOTAR 2. Like, they have a generic name. Just like how in Fallout, you're like the Vault Dweller, the Chosen One, whatever.
I think it's like the Lone. But she actually has a name. It's Mishra Surik.
I fuck the canon.
Boom. Okay.
Whatever, though. You're the protagonist.
I read the books.
Yo. It's not canon anymore.
It's not anymore. When it was, though, it was good.
The originally canon, but no longer canon. No, but you're the protagonist in Knights of the Old Republic 2. Like, every cutscene is just you looking very, like, Jedi-like, nodding your head as you're, like, moving to the talking animation. Yeah. And that's
no talking, really, from you. It's just...
And it's like, oh, guess what? We're going to get the lovemaking scene with you and the blind girl. Oh, you're actually just going to be sitting down, shooting energy between your heads.
What?
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's not real lovemaking. It's like,
that's not how you do it.
Jedi mind love.
Is that how Jedi is fuck?
Yes.
Dude, let's just go with yes.
They force fuck.
Force fuck.
They're like, oh, there's a lot of fluids and things that are involved with procreation. Let's just do this instead. It's
too much emotion.
Yeah, not allowed. Jedi ways. But that's not the opening, like, prologue. That's the
opening cinematic for the first mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks good. It looks good. It
hope there's more to come.
There are some times where I feel like it's maybe just a little over the top.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I get it. I realize these guys are literally the Saiyans of the human Earth forces.
Like, exactly what I just saw as Starship Troopers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be huge.
That would be really good.
Bring it back.
Although, do you really want your Starship Troopers to be like that? In the bug face crazy. Like, you can't
do
that.
That's how the movie was. Exactly how the movie was.
No, in your face. Exactly. In your face. Like, yeah. Jumping out of shit. Shit come out of nowhere.
And shower scenes. That was the movie.
I guess it was just...
Boobs everywhere.
Minus the flying. And then it's Starship Troopers. Because you don't fly.
They had drop ships.
Definitely.
You can drop, but you can't do this crazy air acrobatics.
And then just roll and be fine.
You can drop and roll. That's plausible. You can't just drop and land.
The only thing I didn't like was all the ground pounding going on.
Goosh. Oh, yeah. They saw Destiny and they're like, fuck, we gotta up our game.
Does Destiny have ground pounding?
I think they have ground everything. They have force balls. Cojones.
Force balls. Oh my gosh. Please continue with these force balls.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You charge them up.
I'm just saying, the whole time I played the beta, I didn't get one kill with the ground pound. Not for lack of trying either.
Did you throw a few games by trying?
Oh, yeah. Well, so in one of the modes where it's just like 4v4, no respawns, breakout, which I've talked about quite a bit of times, like there's sometimes you get up 4 nothing, and your entire team just wants to kill the last guy with the ground pound. And there's times where we've actually lost because of this. But. Because I think it's tough. They always show these great, like, in their previews, like, yeah, look how, like, fluid it is to the ground pound. And I'm like, man, I just don't jump, apparently.
Do you think they've worked that out? Now ground pounding is going to be a thing?
I mean, it was before. I just don't jump in the game. There's no need to jump.
Is there any strategy behind using the ground pound in a non-lethal way? Like, does it shake people or change their reticule, move the reticule?
You can, like that? If you're in the air, you get to the ground a lot faster.
Okay, so... It's also a mobile thing.
Yeah.
Mobility. You hyped?
I feel like that would break your legs.
That's why you wear the armor.
Oh.
I mean, they did fall out of the sky, like, fucking really high.
Yeah.
And they're fine.
They didn't even use a parachute, did they?
No, you don't.
they didn't even use, like, retro thrust.
Armor lock. That's what it actually is.
It's armor lock?
And it's like a gel in between. I'm going to get lower depth into you, but it's like a gel in between their, like, suit they wear and the armor, and it, like, just locks for, like, split seconds when you take massive impacts, and you basically feel nothing.
Okay.
It's an ability you can use in Reach that's totally breaks the multiplayer, because you can just, like, activate it anytime, and you don't take damage.
Oh.
But you can't move. Armor lock. It's fucking horrible in this ability, but it's like always been a lore thing.
Because people just throw grenades.
And it actually happens.
And then you come out of armor lock and you die.
Yeah. It's it happens in Halo 3, Master Chief, because he starts every game falling out of the sky. which is a thing. But his armor's locked, and they think he's dead. But he's fine. He just can't move his limbs.
Cortana. Yeah.
Cortana's confirmed in the game.
Is she gonna learn where your home is and then help you pick up groceries and help you schedule your day?
I hope so.
And then there's gonna be a love triangle between you, Cortana, and Siri.
Yeah, and then Microsoft 10. I mean, Windows 10 will be heavily advertised in Halo 5.
That's actually the new system they were using on there. You see that thing lockiest? Like the.
What? Really? What?
No, it's not actually that.
Okay. I'm like, yeah, why are they still using Windows 10 like 500 years in the future?
Guys, there's a new release. Isn't Windows 10 supposed to be the last Windows?
Yeah, it's going
to
be like OS X.
So that's.
Supposedly.
That's why.
So is it like.
They're still using Windows 10.
Windows 10.8 yeah. or something?
10.8.
Windows Snow Leopard.
Snow, yeah. Windows. What is L? What is it called? The next. After Yosemite, what's it going to be called?
Wait, they actually have a name for it now?
Yeah, and it's retarded.
Oh, God.
You just keep saying L, and I'm like, I don't know where you're
El
going.
El Diablo.
That.
El Capitan.
What? Are you kidding me?
No.
He's kidding you.
He's shaking his head.
El Capitan?
Wow. Like, so it's the captain?
It's a mountain in California.
Oh, okay.
Oh, duh. Now that's a mountain, it's perfectly okay to be called El Capitan.
Can I just wait until it becomes Fuji?
I mean, good if you want to wait like 2 years, sure.
Yeah.
6 months.
Probably. Quick releases.
Not the new OS.
Man, Yosemite still has bugs in it, and releasing El Capitan. I wouldn't doubt if it was 6 months.
They're going Windows style.
I'm kind of in a bind. Like, do I play the Halo games a lot now, or do I just go cold turkey into Halo 5?
I would recommend cold turkey.
I would too, but it's hard in the heart department.
I think,
and that's kind of all I play.
What you should probably do is
only play EU4 from now until October 27th.
No, because you talk too much about EU4. Or you mean Crusader Kings. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Because it's either that or playing Halo.
I think what you should do is like kind of...
Because it's happened to me either way. It's like I played... Fallout 3 to get hyped for New Vegas, and then New Vegas again was like more of the same. So like, you already like
it kind of hurt.
I burnt myself out more than I already was burnt out. So I got like two or three weeks, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm stopping.
Would you be more likely to burn yourself out on the Halo multiplayer? Like, is that what you're concerned about?
I don't know what I'm concerned about.
Because maybe what you should do is just play through the campaigns of the games you haven't lately.
I think the campaigns will be less burnt out, because the multiplayer are more able to be burnt out, because the multiplayer is pretty different.
So maybe do the campaigns just to kind of keep the story fresh. And then once you get those, the ones that you haven't done lately, then just put the game away.
Get I don't want
Halo
be like,
5.
And especially
fresh.
Playing the Master Chief Collection, you're jumping around from game to game. I don't want to like remember habits from like, oh, Halo 2, you do this. You know, you got to get the new fair. Habits that I don't remember.
SMG all the way.
In Halo 5, yeah. SMG. That's my plan. When do we continue our Let's Play, Neil?
We need to do that sometime soon.
What are you guys Let's Playing?
We're going to be doing Halo 2.
Ah.
We finished one together, and it was an experience.
I still need to get the rest of the videos up on that, too, speaking of which.
I had a lot of ideas going into it, letting Neil be the leader, and within the second mission, I decided I'm going to take the lead.
When I started walking
That's
us
posted,
to the...
Right? Yeah. That's posted, right?
Yeah, that part? Yeah, I think okay. That part is.
So, I don't know if you played Halo Combat Evolved?
Dude, I have not played Halo at all. Like, not even once.
It's
just hate it so much. You have no idea. No, I'm just messing with you. But
there's one. So this one mission, called Halo. You land, and it's fairly obvious to most people that like there's dropships coming. You need to leave. You turn to the left. There's a bridge there. let's go to the bridge.
Neil's trying to loot.
Neil's like, not even loot. Neil's like, well, it also is because we played the anniversary edition, which is prettier. So he ran towards the waterfall ahead of him.
Because I want to see what the waterfall is like.
You think there's a cave behind the waterfall, like in Zelda.
And he spent a good 5 minutes just like, because there's a button you press to go from CE to anniversary. It was changing the graphics.
Oh, okay, that's sweet.
He just spent a good like 5 minutes like, look at the water. I think it's better in the other version. And yeah, it might have been.
It's debatable.
It's depending on what you think water actually does.
The whole thing, though, is that like...
No, isn't it? No, because the regular
there should not be a question.
C was a continuous stream of water, while anniversary had like little spouts. Not like, but there weren't drastic cuts in between them, but they were noticeable cuts.
Yeah, they were pretty noticeable. So like neither of them was...
Oh, so like sheets coming down?
Yeah, but... I don't want to say sheets. I want to say it was like...
All right, think of it this way. You know the water
like
gun
buckets. Like if you're
Pokemon.
Just throwing buckets of water off like in rapid succession.
Yeah, that...
Large buckets.
Okay.
Whereas like the original is that constant
like,
stream.
You had a couple of elites up there just like filling up buckets and taking turns tossing them.
Dude, these halos are artificial, man. You think waterfalls happen naturally? Nope.
Yeah, true.
Think about it. Have you guys ever seen a waterfall in real life?
No.
What?
I have not.
There you go.
I have.
Shut up, Neil.
Like, my water.
Shut That's why mouth. I was so concerned about this waterfall.
Waterfalls aren't real, Neil.
So yeah, it's a good Grow 5 minutes of.
Or did I just see it on YouTube?
Neil looking at this waterfall, and then he just goes to walk off the cliff.
What?
It was a little more. It was a little.
There's a waterfall. Different. So the waterfall turns into a river that like pours into an abyss of nothing.
It becomes another waterfall.
Yeah.
Because it's Halo.
So
he's going for a cannonball.
Lots of
he's
cliffs.
Like, how close can I get to the edge of the waterfall without falling down the waterfall?
And then I just fell out down the waterfall.
And that's when I realized I'm going to have to take the lead on this one.
Otherwise,
we're going to be here for like hours.
Because how long does it take to finish the first Halo? Like
we took 12 hours, right?
12 hours.
On Legendary.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Like it should take level. You like 7.
Last level wasn't bad.
I did 3 tries on it though. The
tunnel run.
Yeah, that was pretty rough. The library sucked, but our strategy of trading spots.
Do you believe I beat that game on Legendary solo?
I don't know how you did that part.
Very frustratingly.
Hours upon hours.
Just running backwards constantly. It's hard to the parts where like Spark closes the door. He's like, let me just close this door for you. You're like, oh, I'll just stand here and die. Fuck. Man. There's a level we gotta play in. So there's like, because again, this is another reason why I'm like for not being Bungie is that Bungie follows their formula of the same thing. So there's gonna be a library level in all the Halos we're gonna play. And the 1 and 3 is, some people say it's worse, and I'll let you decide that. But we should play those.
You're making me really want to do this now. It's like, oh, great.
It's, again, well, like, I can
it's
point out the
be
formula.
It's going to be painful.
You know, the first one's going to be, like, you're going to be in a ship, and it's going to be corridors, and it's going to be boring as fuck.
And then I end up on a Halo?
You're in open spaces.
On Earth, I bet.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That's Halo 2.
And then, what's the third mission? Oh, then it's going to be night.
A sniper mission, right?
I'm going to snipe.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to lose my sniper rifle.
Immediately.
Yeah. That was pretty rough. We got some emails, guys.
Oh.
This is from Scott of Omaha, Nebraska.
It's Scotty.
Dear Fetch Quest Podcast. My name is Scott, and I am an avid listener of your podcast.
Bullshit.
Good way to start, Scott.
However, I'm troubled by 2 segments of your broadcast in which you slander my good name. In the first instance,
I don't slander his name. I tell the truth.
In the first instance, Dragon Age Origins, it is incorrectly stated that I make a new character every time I load the game. I would like to correct that I only do this every other time I play, and have gotten to the last and I've gotten to the last 5 hours of the main storyline with one of my original characters. Secondly, I feel as though my PC has received some unfair speculations as to its contents. I am a user of Windows Defender and do not bog down my system with McAfee or porn.
I never. That was Jared. Or those are Jared's claims.
Or pornography downloads. I never thought I would actually have to defend my file contents, but now that I have, please respect that I am working towards building a better machine.
I would like to invite Jared to examine my rig and provide the necessary guidance and console as a show of my goodwill. In closing, I enjoy listening to the podcast you produce, and I'm excited to hear my name mentioned in segments. However, I feel it would be especially enjoyable if you actually said something nice about me.
He's just asking for it now.
or at least considered my feelings when making such inflammatory assumptions. With friendship, Scott.
That's great. Good, Scott.
Thanks for writing in, Scott. We'll take your considerations in account the next time Jared or Matt talk about you.
I don't think Jared. I started. Jared just finished it.
Hey, Scott was pretty cool. Met him.
Yeah.
Just last Friday.
Playing poker.
Saturday.
Playing poker.
Oh, yeah.
Judge Scott by his poker skills, Neil.
He was easy to read, but...
Now you're taking his feelings into consideration before you said that.
Yeah. He's easy to read. And I'm not saying that, like, that's not a bad thing, because, like, I think a lot of the people at the table were pretty easy to read.
What about me?
Scotty is hard to read.
I wouldn't know.
Because he has no idea how to play.
The one hand I played against you, Lachlan, where you bluffed me with like six high, I had for the record, I had eight high. So,
oh, nice.
we both had shit, and you had the balls to push it.
But yeah. You had the winning hand.
I did. Who knew eight high was going to get me?
The thing with me is, though, I always have balls, and that's my downfall.
Oh, so you will... Well, so I noticed the one thing at our table, like, almost... What was it? There were three people at our table, or four people, I think, that would call on draws. And that, like, as... Like, I'm really out of practice, mind you, but as an experienced poker player, that is one of the most infuriating things. Because it's really hard to play against people.
Yeah, that's why it's hard to win.
Yeah.
It's because there's so many people with different... Because if you play like everybody who's experienced, they all have like the same tactics. But like here, you have someone like Scott who's relatively new to the game still, and yet somehow was the second person left.
And so that's what I was going to say. It's hard to play against inexperienced people too. And he wouldn't always call on draws. Like, so he was actually good in that department. But the bigger thing is what he perceives to be a strong hand.
You
don't know if it's actually a strong hand. And again, it's not any of his fault. It's just the inexperience. This is his second time playing, I take it.
I think it's like third or fourth.
So it's like, if you're down to three people and you have like a pair of eights, that's a good hand. But are you playing it like a good hand?
Yeah.
So it's like, you never know.
Once I told him to coast and he started coasting, everything was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would like just kind of show his hand, basically, because he would.
he was so hard pressed on coasting that the second he called, you just get out.
Yep.
Yeah, and then like he would like raise way too much,
I was trying to talk to him about that as well.
He wouldn't try to like build it up. He would
either like do like 5-5-5 and not, or he would just do like 100, and then you're like, get out, take what I have. I'm trying to explain him.
Here's the big blind.
I was trying to tell him before the game, like, you got to milk it, you know? Just get a little bit, and then go big.
I thought he had a full house when he had quad four, or what
ten,
was it?
Wasn't
quad
it? Ten? That was like the first hand of the fucking game.
I was like, this guy's got a full house. Like, I can already tell.
Did you lose chips in that hand?
No. Well, I might have had a blind in or something.
Okay, I think that's what I did too, because I got out.
I might have done a value bet before the flop, and then the flop came up, and I'm like, you got something.
Oh, man. I feel like I got kicked out in a bullshit way. I feel like the rules of poker are bullshit and they should be changed.
Oh wait, you're talking about the whole best five card hand,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And like, cause I had a pair, but like, oh, it doesn't matter because he has a higher straight.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, but it's bullshit.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Well, at first we thought it was a split pot, right? And
yeah.
And Drew's like, but I haven't, or like you pointed out.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for you, Lachlan would still be in the game.
Yeah, I could have won.
It was the correct thing
to do. The correct thing to do.
I mean, I agree with that, but I still hate you.
Neil, you had a rough night, though?
Yeah, like my best hand was a pair of kings.
That just happens. I was sad about that because I wanted to see Neil's skills.
Yeah.
Again, that was like the first time I played like poker in person, like maybe 3 years.
The only thing I have to say was I think you let it go too long before you went all in. You let it dwindle down to such little that even though if you would have won... you still would have been like,
well,
way too small.
What got me was like, I made maybe 3 bluffs through the night and everyone called me on those bluffs. So I'm like, okay, people are calling into draws. And the thing is, or either they have something there, they're calling into draws, and like my hands are not gonna, are not going to survive if they're on draws. Cause it's like the thing that I do pride myself in is if I can figure out an approximation of what their hand is before the flop, I know what percentage I have to win.
Like, right.
That's the most important thing I think in poker. And once you learn that, even if you're short stacked, you can have like a relatively like an okay winning chance. But like I knew when I called or when I pushed all in on Scotty, like already it's like I have a 3 kicker, you have a high kicker, you've got the same pair. Yeah,
it's rough.
And when he flipped it, it was like, yeah. So I knew that was coming.
Yeah, but I don't know. I would say that I think the most important thing is to see the most flops.
Yeah.
But if you get like a lower stack like you had, you can't like lose the blinds of the bad, like the lesser hands.
And I managed to pick up like a couple blinds off of bluffs, but it was just like, all right.
I don't think I picked up blinds once.
I think I did maybe 2 or 3 times, but it was just like, even that was kind of hard because it's like, okay, if someone calls me,
you're fucked.
I've got to have at least like 2 draws as an out.
Yeah.
Like I've either got to get a flush or a straight draw or something like that.
Jared going out that early is not the norm.
That was surprising.
That was really weird.
It felt weird because Jared was not at the table. Like I was like, I don't know who to like.
Yeah.
I don't know what the. I don't know why, but I never think of Danny as someone who's going to win.
But he always does.
He's always in it. And he has won the last 2 times.
He's aggressive and he will push you with nothing at times. So it's all about just catching him with a good pair. And he's one of the guys that will call with a draw too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's
almost
super
all the time.
Hard. It's super hard to play against those types of players because it's like you can play the hand correctly. You can do a great value bet with the winning pair, but then, oh, guess what? You know,
he just raised you.
you just got a spade come up on the river.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might have only started with 1 spade on the flop, but you got a 2nd spade on the turn. And he's been calling for the spade, like the spade flush draw this whole time. Yeah. And it's like, how do you predict that? Like, you can't.
Because I got out in a river turn for him.
Yeah. That's rough.
Did you enjoy yourself, Neil?
How did you like the game, Keith? Wasn't that a great poker night?
Oh, man. Was my old lady pissed? I lost all the money.
The $5.
Yeah,
the $5 buy-in. or the $13 buy-in for me.
Yeah, it was... Or 10 it was for Jared.
She left me, Neil. Yeah, it's not funny. She left me, man.
Hey,
she
sorry.
Left me.
Next time. Next week, you'll do better, all I'm right. sure.
You can't bet that watch and the engagement ring. I mean, come on. They're both guests. Come on.
I'm supposed to take her to Subway. Ruined date night. Video games, man. They're fun.
They're freaking fun indeed.
I fucking like video games. So I throw it out there.
Noah from Colorado, the brother, writes in, Rocket League had a World Cup. Where the hell was I? After hearing the MLG or whoever banning drugs... That makes me laugh. It is so easy to get a prescription from a doctor regardless of any real medical need. We need to set up a time for Rocket League.
I have it now because it was bought for me for my birthday as a gift. I didn't ask for it, but...
From Jared?
No, from Drew. He was like, I want to play Rocket
good
League.
Friend.
Play
good
with friend. Me. And I'm like, oh, I don't have it. And he's like, you do now. Happy birthday.
Check your PS4. I broke into your room when you were gone.
So... Let's talk about it because we haven't talked about Rocket League.
We haven't.
Are you going to start playing it on your own now?
On my own? No, I will not play it on my own.
Do you know what rank you are, Keith?
I have no idea.
Have you been playing ranked?
I don't think I've been doing ranked.
Jared kicked my ass, though. He was going only backwards and he beat me.
What?
He can only hit the ball going backwards.
Oh, okay.
He can move forwards. I'm not that bad.
Does that sound impressive? Or
yeah,
that doesn't make. I don't think it's impressive. I think it means I'm horrible, which I am.
Like, so he would have to like tail drift into.
But he took it seriously. Like he would like do a backup maneuver and then hit the ball every time.
Can you boost while going backwards?
No, but he could move forward with boost. Oh, okay, he just would have to stop and turn around for hitting the ball.
Did he ever do some weird like somersaults in midair?
Yes.
Hit it in the. Oh.
Yes.
Do you play with ball cam on or off?
I'd like to say I can toggle, but I don't think I can toggle. I only toggle so I can hit that one boost thing on the corners, so because I don't know exactly where I am on the map
while
the turning. So I'm still, I don't play that. I haven't had much game time in it. So I turn ball cam off to hit the 100 boost thing, and then I turn it back on and have it on all the time. Mm-hmm. Is that, what's the tactic there?
I don't know. I've seen the best players use ball cam on.
All the time?
All the time. They never take it off.
See if the, but if I can't see the boost, like the big boost, you know what I'm talking about, I'm not hitting it.
I only take it off real quick because you can do like a quicker 180 and turn around if you need to.
Can you?
Without ball cam on. But then I always forget that it's on, so I can't get the moves as I need to. It kind of throws me off. But
you play with a controller or a mouse keyboard?
Controller.
Okay.
Since you're playing on PlayStation 4?
Okay. Yeah, PS4.
Yeah, I use the controller as well.
Oh, so you're playing it on PC?
You got it from your PC on Steam, yeah.
I still like haven't played more than just like one training match on it, I think.
You just got to dive in.
Yeah, here's the thing. Is like whenever I want to play it, I'm like, I don't want to play that. As soon as you start playing, you're like, oh, this game's awesome. Yeah. I forgot how fun this was.
That's kind of exactly how it is. It's so hard for me to start playing. But when I start, I'm good for an hour or two.
You need to have the push from a friend. Hey, we're going to play Rocket League.
It's more just like I don't like sucking.
And it's fun because you can actually talk shit in this game. Like, you can hit the little text boxes in the left-hand corner. It's been so long since you can do that because Destiny was, like, quiet the entire time, which is one of my biggest problems with Destiny is because there was no community. You couldn't talk trash, which is why I love Gears of War. Talking trash was, like, almost, some of the most fun.
Almost
so you do that.
One of the biggest trash-talking games I'm aware of.
Yeah, it's classic. That's why I'm almost spending $500 just to talk shit.
When you down the final guy in the match and he's just laying
there. And there's just a gangbang on him. It's just man-on-man rape.
Yeah. Those are the best times.
There's somebody shoving a smoke grenade in your ass everybody's while he's making you eat his ass. It's like, what? and he's in third grade. It doesn't even matter to you. You don't care.
Oh, you hear him crying over
his mic. Dude, and his mom's yelling at him, turning off the TV. That's a true story.
That's what's great about Gears.
So Keith, you gonna buy an Xbox One?
Thinking about it. Here's the thing. All right, I would totally do it if there were more exclusives I was looking forward to on Xbox One, because I already have a PS4. So do I want to do that just for Gears?
Do you? What about Gears
I'm shrugging.
5?
You can't see at home, but I'm shrugging right now.
What about the next Gears game?
Not too impressed.
Gears 4, with how dark it is.
Yeah. Like, walk around this house. I don't know. The whole the original team's gone. It's not going to be the same.
It's the same project director, though, as the other Gears games. Mm-hmm. Cliff's gone.
Cliffy B.
That's fine with me. He's weird.
Yeah. Have you seen the game that Cliff is working on?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's basically Unreal Tournament 4.
Okay.
Oh.
But it's not, but it is. You know what I'm saying?
It is, but it isn't.
Like, it's not. Like if you made like Crusader Kings 3, but you just called it Europa Universalis 4.
Oh.
It's Parappa the Rappa.
It's I'm super lost, man.
Oh. Basically, it's like Parappa the Rappa.
Okay. What? Huh? Yeah. Okay.
Let's go with that.
I gotcha.
It's like Street Fighter Third Strike, but with guns.
What?
It's like a first-person Street... Oh, that'd be crazy. First-person Street Fighter? Why hasn't that been done?
I think there is a game like
with
that.
With an Oculus Rift. See the punches coming at you.
Isn't that what the Kinect was for?
Oh, God. What was that game?
No, PlayStation had one, right? I just remember that commercial they had, and we're like, we don't like to throw our punches like this. We throw our punches like this.
With the Move controller
When they had that massive... What's that guy's name? Jared would know, because Jared loves these commercials.
The ball controller? I don't remember. I thought that was an Xbox thing anyways.
No, they didn't have any things like that. Because they get the stuff like this. That was Kinect. And then...
I thought that was Wii.
No, that was Wii. And then the pew 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 with your hand was the knock it connect, because they actually had like a gun thing you can attach the whatever that thing for PS Move was.
Oh yeah, for like resistance.
Yeah, because in Xbox you just did this. Connect long live.
Oh, my thumb's getting tired.
But yeah, I agree with you. If you don't like the exclusives, don't get it. Yeah. That's why I don't have a PS4.
That's the main thing.
Not big into the JRPGs.
Not big into Persona 5?
Not a big thing, so ooh. That's...
Oh, man, all I remember on the 360 launch, there being... Like, the games that on the launch for the 360 were like King Kong, and then there was that one... Fighting game? What was that? It was like Fight Night or whatever.
No. Yeah. Oh, is it round?
Ready to Rumble? Rumble something?
Was it Fight Night round 4?
I think that's what it was called. And it was just like sweaty, punchy.
That was game. A great fucking game.
Yeah. And I remember playing those two games on launch. And I don't know why, because I was like 12.
And then
they were not my games.
Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter was one of them too.
No. Yeah, that was
the played the game. Fuck out of that
I played the fuck out of Gra.
Do you guys remember the... I was pretty sure it was Xbox 360 with the Kinect, but it's the fighting game that would really only be able to like track your arms or your hands.
You mean all the Kinect games?
Like, yeah. But I mean, in particular, this game was so good at emulating or like simulating what you'd be doing in the room with your Kinect, and it was basically... It was like translating that into your CG characters on the screen, but it looked stupid as shit, played stupid as shit, and it was just a matter of who could punch the other person faster. So it was pretty much the Xbox version of the Wii boxing.
Yeah.
And it was a $50 game.
Good.
I thought that's what you were referring to before. But
because PlayStation had one, and apparently it was okay.
Sure, it was probably not that good.
It probably was horrible.
Although when you think about like the Morpheus Core with those hand controller things, things get kind of interesting. I saw like one picture. I don't know if it was actually a promotional thing or a beta type, but it would have like the Move orbs on it. But then you had like basically a PlayStation 4 controller or DualShock controller cut in half. So you had analog D-pad or a D-pad and analog sticks and then buttons and so forth on the other controller.
Shit.
That looked pretty
good. That like sounds complicated as fuck, though.
It'd be fun. I mean, I don't know.
Do I have to stand up?
Just imagine
playing. Do I have to stand up?
In that case, no, as long as
good. You I don't can just fucking stand up.
Yes.
Did enough of that at Best Buy.
And I think that's the that's the idea behind having the analog stick on the VR controller, so that way you can move around that way. And you're just using it for the visual. Morpheus Core. Morpheus, whatever. VR. We can't talk about this. Jared's not here.
Yeah, he can't go on some...
The VR is the future! Yeah.
Just rips his shirt in half.
VR!
That's pretty much how he does it.
Every time, his shirt.
But unless you can get like a sweet deal on like a one, probably one.
Yeah. I was this close, man. Really? I almost went out there because I bought the first 360 I got because of Gears.
Yeah.
I was like, this is amazing online. And I didn't have an Xbox. I was PS2. So to be able to play online, I was just like, this is insane. I'm freaking out. I'm going to Target. Shout out to Target. And buying out Gears of War and Xbox Live and 360. Beautiful day.
Life changing.
Yeah. It was a good buy. It's definitely better than the PS3. I'm glad I went with.
Yeah,
the PS3 was good to get later on in its life cycle.
Yeah,
when it already had games and they were cheap, and that's what I did.
I mean, honestly, I bought a PS3 like a year ago, and I've already replaced it with a PlayStation 4. I mean, what did I buy the PS3 for?
I didn't know you just bought it a year ago. Unless you've had it maybe
2 years ago.
Yeah, I've had mine for 2 years.
But I totally bought it late in its cycle because it didn't feel like that much more time had passed when I bought the PlayStation 4 for Inquisition and Until Dawn. Not really.
Bloodborne.
Yeah, Bloodborne. That is seriously like what has justified this purchase. I have put so many fucking hours.
You've seen all the footage for Dark Souls 3, right?
I've been trying to keep myself off of all of the footage.
They just showed like 20 more minutes of gameplay.
It just looks like Bloodborne.
With the shield, though, it's kind of weird.
It seemed even faster paced.
It's faster, but the shield's not as shieldy as I want it to be.
Well,
I want a tank. Why can't I tank?
There is no tank in these games.
I mean, they're used to be.
Yeah.
You can get like 100%.
I used to Demon's Soul. I just hold my shield and I'm like invulnerable. Then you just wait for the right moment and poke. Mm. That's a way you could play the game.
Yeah, you could. That's how I did.
But this shield seemed like... So, like,
Well, there are two types of shields now. Like they specifically note that you have the deflection or the parrying shields, and then you have the blocking shields. So there might, I mean, let's be honest, the parrying shields look a lot cooler in terms of feature set. So maybe they're just showing those off more.
Maybe.
So like a buckler as opposed to like a heater shield. I don't know if you're comfortable with that term.
I'm not. That's a shame. makes me uncomfortable, Neil.
at the end of the day, like I'm really actually pretty excited for Dark Souls 3, but like I'm trying to keep myself away from too much overexposure, because I think that's what really allowed me to enjoy Bloodborne, being so like I have no idea what this game is going to do or give me, and being surprised about what it was actually about.
I think one thing out visually I didn't like was, like, I think they replaced like the dash mechanic with a roll.
You mean in
Dark Souls 3? So the guy, instead of like doing those cool dashes, because that's one of the visual things I liked about Bloodborne, is like you just dart back and get out of the way. This guy's just like barrel roll. It's like I'm playing Gears multiplayer.
Well, and that's how Dark Souls used to be more. So that,
yeah, that's how Dark Souls has always been.
But it's like in a way that's around. But it's like continuous rolling. I don't want to say it's...
No, you totally do that.
Really?
That's the Dark Souls mod.
Yeah, I don't know. You like flop on the ground and then you like barely finish the roll.
I don't remember that from Demon.
Well, and it was so great from Dark Souls 1, where like your rolls also were affected by how heavy your gear was. So if you put on too much shit and you were this immobile tank, your roll would be like a snail speed.
You just like flop on the ground.
Yeah, you flop on your side.
And then you like get back up. Like, I roll, I dodged. It took 5 minutes.
But I don't know. I still, Demon Souls.
I
Where's Demon Souls 2, Neil?
I have to say, and that you could argue that's Bloodborne, actually. Through the connections, there's a lot of slug connections going on between the two games, apparently.
What do you mean slug connections?
Slug connections. I will send you documentation about the slugs.
You're not going to send me another like 84-page document to read, are you?
When did I do that
last? Classified documents.
About Bloodborne. You're like, here's, you sounded a little more about the lore, so here it is.
Was it the one about the menstruation blood?
The fuck?
I think you're thinking of a different Bloodborne.
I think we're done.
That's not a game.
No. So, Keith, you've played Bloodborne.
Yes.
There are some special blood.
Are you not aware of the blood, the menstruation blood?
first and foremost, there, like, your roommate John has gotten to this point where he's at the school of Menses, or I think he might have just gotten past it.
Menses?
Menses, that is the fucking root word.
Carlos Mencia.
Yeah, it's obviously his home.
It's a tribute to Carlos Mencia, the greatest comedian of all time.
There are three types of blood vials you can get from women. There is Yosefka's. There's Ariana, or what is it? I don't remember.
You're really getting
key items.
Your credibility is really high.
They're not key items. No? But you know the two girls that are at the chapel, if you send them to the chapel.
Okay.
You get special blood vials from them. They do things different from the regular blood vials.
Give you a boost?
Yeah, they give you like a recovery boost. Yep.
How else are they refilling? Oh my God.
Well, and that's the point. You're like, right. If you get one blood vial, like the mechanic is you can only have one at a time. And when you ask them if you already have one, they're like, oh, come now. You know, like it takes time. It's fucking menstruation blood.
Just have a moment
and the
of
interesting
silence.
Thing
just, sounds
just
like a fan theory
out.
To me.
Just well, and that's the thing. Like,
you want to get any Jon Snow theories right now?
I guess that's how actually story in these games is.
I want to point something else out here that's pretty important. So the prostitute that's at the chapel, and this is kind of a Bloodborne spoil.
Gross.
spoiler rather. The prostitute that you get. That you can get some of the special blood from stops giving you blood at one point. And at that same point, she talks about feeling sick and feeling like, and she's like keeled over at this point. And for the rest of the game now, she cannot give you any more blood. At the, like near the end of the game, she ends up giving birth to potentially one of the Cthulhu-like monsters that you're essentially fighting. And even after that, like, she can't give you any more of the blood. that's just another possible thing that will, like, why she can't give you blood during her child. Mm. Like, you know, it's another, because I don't know, she why, has Neil?
Can you spell it out for me, please?
I don't understand, Neil. I feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's a thing.
You brought it up.
But that's a thing. Like, I mean, it is totally menstrual blood.
Can we open with this?
Where is this going, though? Like, what's the point of the menstrual blood?
I have no fucking you gotta clue read more how we even started.
Does it
more
taste
better? Oh, so that's what
Japan. That's all you need to know. Yeah. So do you drink this blood, or
you inject it into yourself?
I don't know if that's better or worse.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
right?
Into your actual veins, or just like into your muscles?
Well, it looks like you inject them into like your hips, like just
Kotar style. Where you just spam like adrenaline into your side.
That's essentially what you do. Like, you've seen me play before.
Yeah,
like,
but I don't know where it's going,
like,
though.
Bam, right into like the gut.
Like,
or
adrenaline
the hip or
to your ass makes sense.
Maybe it's right in the butt, as far as I can tell. I don't know. Dude, this game's great. I fucking love Bloodborne.
Because of the menstrual blood.
Totally because of that. That opened up a new dimension.
Neil's not even damaged and he's just using it up.
Delicious menstrual blood.
Better not save, but better turn the system off and reload. Do it again.
Chunking that one. Mm-hmm.
Keith, what else are you doing this week?
Teaching drums to the youth.
You're going to be playing some Metal Gear Solid 5?
I got to, like I said, Ground Zeroes first. Then I'm definitely going to go pick it up.
Okay. So tonight.
That's also why. Yeah, basically. Get those carryover items, man.
You're going to get...
I need them.
Isn't there actual completion items? And there's also story elements, I was told.
I heard you get new
huge.
Different areas unlock.
Oh, well, I thought you were just talking about the
why,
story.
Why is the game called Ground Zeroes? Why is it so stupid?
Because...
Why is that name?
Spoilers. It's fucking Guantanamo Bay. I don't know why that
are there,
would be
Are
Ground
there
Zeroes.
Multiple 9/11s?
Yes. In this lore.
Oh, God.
No, but I was told there's, like, characters from Ground Zeroes that carry over. Like, your save game's going to transfer.
Oh, yeah. So,
I didn't realize
the people
that.
You photon will show up at your base, apparently.
The people you...
Like, yeah. The people you photon, the enemy soldiers, allegedly will show up.
Yeah, it's not, like, a confirmed thing.
But I never photoned anyone in Ground Zeroes. But you save...
Is that it, then? It's the saving prisoners?
You know what?
It's stuff like that.
Is that it?
Okay. I didn't want to like talk anymore, but I mean, like just in case to keep the game, you know, spoiler-free. But
I just checked out all the spoilers today anyway, so
yeah.
I know about the bombs.
The bombs. There's two bombs.
Two bombs.
Do you remember this at all?
A little bit.
Yeah, that was pretty gruesome. And it was a girl too, so I was especially freaked out.
Yeah, we had this great discussion.
She was a
about
traitor. So
how Neil can't handle violence to women.
Yeah, it's kind of rough for me.
Yeah, but
he loves to date them.
There's a great scene.
Neil's kind of sexist in video games,
but in the good way, maybe.
I get what he means by a good way,
I know what you mean, but
there's this great scene in Until Dawn where someone gets their torso, like, gets cut right at the belt line, and so his legs fall down, and you see all of his intestines
fall out.
Notice I said he, and so I watched it, and I was like, oh man, that's pretty gross, but I'm still watching this perfectly comfortable. If it was a girl that it happened to, I might have blacked out.
We need
out.
To record watching the YouTube video with all the Lara Croft deaths.
Oh God, no.
When like the spear goes through her throat and she's like grabbing onto it, trying to pull it out,
no,
but she's dying.
Oh no.
And then every one of the scenes where she's like bandaging herself, screaming in pain.
No.
Yeah, or the ones where she's falling constantly.
That's great.
She's just... She should be like just mangled on the ground, but she gets up. She's like, ah, bandage.
Lachlan, what are you doing this week?
This week, probably going to be playing some more Diablo 3. Me and Matt need to finish up that game at EU4.
Which I'm pretty excited for.
Yeah, I'm Persia. He's Bukhara. It's pretty. He's huge. I'm massive considering I was Persia, and considering we're constantly fighting the Ottomans every 5
we
to
had
15
some badass
years.
Wars, Neil.
Oh man, we had this one war. It lasted 25 years. And it was ridiculous.
War fatigue, straining your populace at all there?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually spent probably close to 1,200 bird mana buying down my
Is that diplomacy?
Yeah.
Diplomacy,
yeah. Buying down my war exhaustion. Like, I like at the end of the war, I was still at like Diplotech 13 and it was like 1720.
Where I was,
I don't know what that means.
So he's at 13 and I'm at like 22.
That's a pretty big
deal.
Yeah. His boats were bad.
Yeah.
And Matt?
Probably just a lot of EU4. I'm still debating about the playing Halo or not. I want to do the Let's Play. Because I don't want to like play it and then you're like, let's play Halo 2 even though you just beat it last week.
We need to get on it. It's going to be a matter of if I end up getting Metal Gear Solid 5 like right away or how long I have to wait for that to happen. Because...
I mean, we can knock it out in one day.
That's a perfect 10 out of 10, according to GameSpot.
Because, like, the first day, because we did Halo CE in 2 days, but the first day was kind of like a trial
setup.
Let's figure out how this, you got a bunch of new shit you used.
Which now I know how to record shit much more easily.
Exactly.
It's so fucking simple.
So we can knock two, and two's a lot shorter than, not a lot shorter, but shorter than one.
We'll do it soon.
What are you going to do this week, Neil?
Oh, hey, thank you. Thank you for asking.
No, just wait for him to start talking.
Please.
That's how we usually do.
You just have
to
stare at him.
Let him be uncomfortable for a while.
I think...
And I'm going to...
Sorry, we all just get up and leave while he's talking.
Yeah. That might have happened once. Jared sometimes gets really fucking tired.
Well, like, it is tired. It happens so suddenly. Like, he's, like, really into his, like...
Yeah, and then...
VR's all... the future! Yeah. Then he's like, I'm tired, bye.
And then just like, can we not talk about Fallout for another 10 minutes? No. Metal Gear Solid 5 should hopefully happen. I'm going to get back on Danganronpa.
Metal Gear Solid 4.
Oh, God.
Oh, I am going to watch Metal Gear Solid 4.
Wait, you have not played 4.
I needed to point that out for this
purpose. I thought we talked about that earlier.
Did we?
That was during the chat, I feel.
Okay.
Just hating on him.
And I think we've talked about it.
Wait, you mentioned. Yeah, we asked if it was good or not.
We've talked about Metal Gear Solid 4 to some extent in the past and other episodes. It's just, I don't know why it didn't appeal to me nearly as much.
As Ground Zero did.
Well, here's the thing. If we're talking about a storyline standpoint, I find Big Boss to be a lot more interesting than Solid Snake. Solid Snake is not as three-dimensional a character. Oh, guess what? You have Fox die. Oh, guess what? You're not the main character of Metal Gear Solid 2. You're so uninteresting that we couldn't make the game about you. Guess what? You might be the main character of MGS3. No, guess that's actually Big Boss. Hey, Metal Gear Solid 4, it's your time to actually shine in a current-gen game, but we're going to make you old balls, and you still have Fox die. And we would, spoilers potentially coming into play here, Kojima writes this fantastic ending for you where you actually commit suicide at the... let me back up. He writes an ending where Solid Snake and Otacon get captured and executed for war crimes, even though they're like arguably one of the few people doing good in the world at that point. But then the staff is like, no, that's too much. That's too much of a Debbie Downer. Okay, let's write an ending where he kills himself instead. No, but guess what? Big Boss comes back and a bunch of other shit apparently happens. Blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. Big Boss is a lot more interesting to me.
I give Metal Gear Solid 4 a 7.5 out of 10, but because of Otacon, it's a 4 out of 10. All right, straight up, he's so annoying in this game.
Snake.
Every time he's talking, just want
to... I'm going to watch the movie, cutscenes.
It's basically a movie.
And that's kind of how I felt about it. I thought Metal Gear Solid 3 was a good mixture of cutscene and gameplay. And Metal Gear Solid 2, I don't remember that well because I was a kid. Metal Gear Solid 1 is fucking revolutionary.
Second half of Metal Gear Solid 2 is a movie.
Oh, where you get all those weird fucking... I'm going to call it a side quest because that's what it felt like, where you had the bomb diffuser guy and his student. Oh, I was going to do an impression, but I
feel like it was going to go racist for a second. I don't know why.
It
That's why you stopped.
I mean, then fucking, what's that girl's name?
And what, Rachel? Otacon's sister?
No. Oh, no, that's
where you have to
thing.
Swim with her? Oh, my God. I hated that part.
But I would say Metal Gear Solid 2 really redeemed itself when they started throwing the whole mindfuck at you.
That's because Raiden was naked, and you love that.
And I mean, he almost looks like a girl, right?
True.
Yeah. So if you get an like an erection,
it's not gay.
Yeah, it's not gay.
Because he looks like a girl.
But more importantly, like the whole when the colonel is malfunctioning, basically, like that was really cool. And then the in-game reference where like Snake is giving Raiden ammo and shit, like ammo and rations and stuff before the big fight where the two of you have to kill a bunch of people. And then Raiden's like, Snake, wait, what about you? Like, don't you need the stuff? And then Solid Snake points at his headband, which is the infinite ammo item in Metal Gear Solid 1. And he says infinite ammo in the game. You're like, oh, that's fantastic. That's amazing.
Yo, but you had a great start when you were playing Snake.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great intro.
Yeah, one of the best intros in the game ever.
The best 25% point right there. The tanker is such a good... that was fun. But apparently Metal Gear Solid 5, and again, I've been trying to keep myself away from reading any reviews aside from seeing that Metascore pretty high, is apparently a lot more gameplay. And I've always really liked...
The gameplay.
Because it's a game. Weird.
Yeah. And I think I made the right choice with just watching Until Dawn. So I'm going to finish up those playthroughs as those keep going. I watched one that went all the way through just to see like what it was. And then I've got like some of these guys, you know, like these people that I watch play games consistently, watching them kind of do it, knowing when they're going to fuck up, because it's like, I know you. Mm-hmm. You're not good at reactions. She's dying right there.
Yo, but the quick time events in that game are intense.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Like, as dumb as that statement sounds, because
sounds pretty dumb. Yeah, that sounds,
it's like you have like this milliseconds to like get it off in time.
That's good, because
it shows you the time.
Feels like, they're usually so easy and stupid.
Yeah, it wasn't like Resident Evil 5 where it's like, wow, again, you know?
I need to do the spinning kick to kill the zombie. Yeah.
Every time it happened Until Dawn, you're like, ah! Because you know it's going to autosave if you kill a character, so you just got to... I was jumping up and down.
When you see the prompt come up, it also has an outline that's white that slowly goes to black. Or it's like a wheel, if you will. And it gets faster on the more intense one. So you see your time running out right in front of you.
Besides like QTs and stuff like that, what else goes on? Like, what else are you doing?
Pretty much walking.
You're making choices. You're analyzing clues. You're trying to piece together the mystery in front of you. You basically get these totems. And the totems have this mechanic where, and we're talking like, you know, Native American totem pieces.
So he is being racist.
Yeah. I am. I mean, as opposed to
white the actual
Asian. It all goes Indian back to MGS 2.
It's all connected. So,
when you pick up a totem, you get a piece of like a very vague cutscene that is supposed to give you some kind of clue. And there's different types of totems like danger, death, guidance, fortune. So if I pick up a totem that says fortune and I look at it, or guidance, and it shows one of my characters like petting a dog, or a wolf rather, more likely. And I get to the scene where there's a wolf and it's running at me, or it's like coming towards me, and I have a QTE that is like a hit it QTE. The appropriate thing is that totem's trying to guide me is to not hit it, even though, like, as you're watching this cutscene play out, you instinctually would, you know, immediately react and try and hit the dog. Like, so you're making choices even through some of the QTEs. So that's kind of cool. But choices that actually matter.
But why would you pet a wolf?
Because the wolf isn't going to hurt you.
Yeah, if you give him a bone, he'll help you out.
Yep.
I don't remember if he dies anyways. I'm like thinking right now, did the wolf even live? Or did he get cut up?
Probably get cut up.
I don't know.
One of the wolves gets pretty fucked up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because there's the white one and black one.
Black one.
There's some fucking spoilers in this now. Whatever.
Wasn't planning on playing it anyway.
Me neither.
It's really good to watch. I think you might enjoy it. Like, if you want a campy-ish horror movie,
but never start a description with campy.
Why not?
It's an automatic turnoff.
No, I mean, it's like...
Cabin
in the Woods.
No.
You didn't like Cabin in the Woods?
This is a game where you can play with a girl who doesn't play games and say, hey, come over. I want to show you this game. She'll get into it, and you can play video games and hang out with her at the same time. Two birds with one stone.
And then you bone later.
And then you get hand job. And it's all good.
But what's the video game you play with a girl if you want to get laid?
Destiny?
League of Legends. No.
Destiny's if you want her to break up with you. I want you to watch this game called Destiny. I'm going home.
It's this great first-person MMO.
Get into the lore.
You gotta just tell her about the lore. That'll get her lit.
You gotta get in the Grimoire cards.
Here, let me show you this great website.
It's called bungle.net.
For fuck's sake.
Well,
GTA. Do you show her GTA?
It's a tough question.
No. Every new person that I introduced to Grand Theft Auto can never drive, and that's just like an automatic turn off.
So it turns you off. They're turned on, but you get turned off at that point.
They quit after they can't drive.
GTA 5's driving doesn't seem that bad at all to me. I love it.
It's pretty bad.
I hated 4's driving.
It's all pretty bad.
3 had some okay driving.
No, it didn't.
I liked it.
You have that Saints Row driving. Either going 0 or 150.
I want my GTA experience to have the most Gran Turismo-ish driving possible.
So would you consider Saints Row campy?
Yeah.
Depends on which Saints Row, but consistently, 4. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. I guess I just don't know what campy means.
It's just like kind of, they're not taking themselves serious on purpose. It's like, it feels like they're not, it's not a serious movie on purpose.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's not so far convoluted that it's a parody, you know?
Like, yeah.
It's still like a step away from being a parody or a mockery of itself.
But it's not.
Yeah. And like Until Dawn maybe isn't that far, but it's like partway towards campy. Like they recognize the cliches they're doing, and they at some points beat the horse a little bit too dead. Like at the point where they're like, let's split up. I mean, they don't do it that way. They make it seem a little more legit, but you can notice it's like, okay, of course you gotta split up because y'all gotta get killed some way. And then you have like the good-looking guy and the good-looking girl go off, and they're making sex jokes the entire way. They're like, once we get to this cabin, we're going to fuck, right? that was a really good part. They don't.
Thanks for that. Spoilers. That's all I cared about. They don't.
But it's great because I've been watching these different playthroughs, and the level of clothing that you can get the girl to lose is based upon how much of a smooth person, like a smooth player playing when you control the guy. I don't know if you knew this, but how naked was your Jessica?
My Jess, we had bra and panties.
So,
and then
socks.
and then I got a hand job.
Yeah. In one playthrough, the guy was so bad that she didn't take off any clothes, and she was even like trying to back out of it.
Oh my god!
Wow. Then I saw like she got down to jeans and just the top in one, and like I'm not trying. Like,
you were trying to watch all these. how naked can she get?
I'm not trying to say it's good.
Maybe you didn't find the one where she was naked because Twitch banned them.
Yeah, maybe.
Now you have to buy the game.
Apparently I do. No. So the thing is, it's not that I'm excited that
the girl's naked.
Yeah, I'm not excited about the naked side of things. It's more I'm excited that there is so much variance. Like, there's a lot of small things like that. And I have a feeling that there's a lot of really minute details and like, oh, if you're an asshole to one person when you're controlling a certain character, in the ending, they're going to react a different way to you, that sort of thing. So
I'm about to pull Jared and say,
this
is the future of the movies, though.
Oh, interactive.
Interactive.
I mean, let's see how this goes. Like, I think Until Dawn is one of the first adventure, like, sort of movie-style games that seems pretty fantastic. Like, I don't know. If we hadn't have started that Life is Strange playthrough with you, I would much rather just have you play Until Dawn. It's probably a longer game. I don't know
about that. Not the way I'm playing Life is Strange.
Life is Strange. You're just going
life straight is short.
What is my objective?
I want to do it.
Going there now.
I don't get why that's wrong.
Guys, let's wrap things up. This was episode 29 of Fetch Quest Podcast. If you'd like to reach us, you can reach us at fqpodcast@gmail.com. You want to say anything for the people, Keith?
Just want to say thanks for having me on, Neil. Appreciate it.
Hey, if you want to come back next week,
yeah,
we'd also like to thank Target again.
And shout out to Target, Super Target. Both Targets are great.
And the Pharmacy Target, another great department.
Mm-hmm. Is Pharmacy only Pharmacy? Not,
Pharmacy Target isn't that good anyway.
Oh, really?
Their price on generics are a little higher than other places.
Okay, you know what? We take back
actually,
the
actually, yeah,
we
Target. Target. We don't like that. Actually, Target pharmacies are now run by...
like a second company, right? Like
yeah,
like
it's outsourced. Not, yeah, it's not... Walgreens, but the other one,
CVS,
yeah, they outsourced it to CVS.
That's how bad they were.
Yeah.
For the record, CVS or Walgreens?
Walgreens.
Okay.
I think that's because we're like we live right now too.
There are CVSs, and I've been in them, and I used to be a smoker. I guess I still kind of am, and they don't sell cigarettes, so Walgreens.
I always thought that was weird about Walgreens.
What, that they sold cigarettes?
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's called making money, Neil.
Yeah.
Sell the thing that people are addicted
to. It's a convenience store. It's very convenient to have convenient things.
True. Have a good week, everybody.